welcome to another episode of If Lands Could Kill. I'm Knife City.
And this is Hot Sauce and Only Hot Sauce.
And that's what we're working with today.
This fucking guy that we have on our podcast named Soen Crow, our third member, never fucking shows up.
Yeah.
And I'm already late for my period. I'm already late today. I was supposed to be here at 9:30. I got here at like 10:30.
Indeed.
Not great. I feel a little bad.
I live here, so it's really hard for me to be late.
You can't even be late, dude. Well, I can knock on your window or something like that, or scare your dogs and.
I was happy that you said a little bit later. I was like, well, I guess I'll just go back to sleep.
Dude, I'm working nights, man.
Yeah.
So, like, working nights, I get home at, call it 2 a.m., and I'm just thinking, I mean, I can get there at 9. You know, I can lose a little sleep. That's fine. Go home, take a little nappy poo. But today, it was like raining, nice fucking rain, pitter patter going outside, you know, and it's comforting.
Yeah.
And I did not want to get up at all.
And the hot cocoa was a brewing.
The hot, dude, yeah, I could smell the coffee and the hot cocoa and the eggs cooking and the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I was all by myself at home. Yeah. My chick doesn't cook for goddamn. And
then so you went over to your neighbor's house.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, you need to give me like all the eggs and bacon you have.
And they're like, dude, put some pants on.
And I'm like, never. Like, I will put one article of clothing on for every strip of bacon you give me. It's like a reverse strip. Yeah. So
for strips of bacon.
Anyways, came over, got a breakfast burrito on the way over here. Fucking fired up.
Good to go.
Good to go. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing all right. Exciting.
Right when I showed up today, I'm just going to spoil it a little bit. I jokingly pulled up and I see...
You didn't jokingly pull up.
Yeah, well, I jokingly pulled up. Yeah. It was hilarious.
You're like, ha, yeah. This is great.
Yes, it was
gonna
funny.
Get him so
if you,
good.
You had to be there. But I pull up and I get out and I see his new wife with this truck. And I'm like, oh, hey, you get a new truck? And she's like, yeah. And in my head, I'm like, it's obviously we're both joking at this point because like she did not get a new truck. And then I enter the room with the podcast equipment, and Knife City looks sad. And I, oh, fuck, dude, she really did get a new truck. Oh, shit. Because she just got a new car like 2 years ago, right? Something like that?
Yeah, if that, like if a that. Year ago.
Yeah, so now she has... You go ahead. So, take it away.
You know, for the older listeners, you might remember the dog stories and how we acquired those little bundles of joy. So this is just a dog story, but with a truck. My car took
Rank your dogs, 1, 2, 3.
Rank, like, my favorite?
Yeah.
Peach, Daisy, Bowser.
There you go.
Boom.
Really? Daisy or Bowser?
Daisy over Bowser.
Holy shit, I do not think so.
Yeah,
I don't live here, but no fucking
ugly
way.
Ugly little bulldog face. It's
no
amazing.
No fucking way.
I love it. Bowser is a jerk. You don't know. He's all nice.
Oh my god.
My Rottweiler's all nice to you, but then when the doors close and he goes and takes over my side of the bed, and then when I'm finally done playing Call of Duty or whatever, I go for bedtime, and then he just grumbles at me like, no, I don't want to move.
But he's more handsome and
you sleep on the couch.
He's got a bigger dog wiener. That's
he does.
Important.
He does have
for
a nice
dominance.
Dog ween.
Like when you, if you were to ever get in like a fatal car accident, he'd be the new man of the house.
He could take over the family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Pleasure your wife. Just think about that. Think about your dog just jumping on there. She's all lonely.
I think about it all the time.
He goes up and just like comforts her and she's like, yeah. Well, yeah. You got to fill that other role.
Whoops. Slipped it in.
Doggy style, I guess. That's a bad joke.
Yeah, that was a bad joke. I was laughing over the things I said, not that horrible dog joke. Dog sex joke. So anyways, let me paint you a little picture. My car took a shit, I don't know, 2 months ago, something like that. And since my elderly mother no longer drives, I've just been using her car. But I've been looking for a new car very lazily. And
I mean, if you have a working car that you're borrowing, that it's like, it's an enabler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes you lazy.
And also, like, I've been paying attention to, like, wedding stuff and honeymoon stuff, and I haven't been, you know, focused on much else since then. But, so anyways, my chick's like, you should get a truck. And I'm like, I don't need a truck. Well, first of all, okay, let's be real. We live in a very, white town, and the dude bros in this town love to drive around in big old lifted trucks and blast their their Evanescence and their Garth Brooks.
God damn it, what's it called? Like, not Thrice.
Oh yeah,
all those.
Yeah,
bands.
It's
Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger Death Punch. Mean?
Sadly, Avenged Sevenfold. Rest in peace, Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
What else is there? There's other really
like
just
all the mumble
awful
rap stuff.
Yeah, and all the rock that the modern rock that you hear on the normal modern rock stations. That's like we're metal, and it's like you're not metal.
No,
stop.
Not
stop
even a little
that
bit
you're metal.
So there's like that stereotype that I've never been a part of, but I look like I'm a part of. So anyways, I've been trying to avoid that my whole life. And
piercings, ball head,
yeah,
and then wife beater, you know, yeah, flannel cargo
pants. The shirt,
and
not the action.
Super long, tall socks,
yeah,
black shoes. Black socks? White socks. You're a white sock guy, right?
Oh, yeah, I hate black socks.
I wear black socks right now. But they're ankle socks. They're like little tiny, they're like skater socks, you know what I mean?
I just don't know.
What do you mean, no?
They're still black.
Fucking so what?
That means you're a dude, bro.
Strong and black.
You're just
dude
trying to hide the color.
Yeah, under my normal Levi's.
You're ashamed of the blackness.
And my Vans.
Anyways, so I'm like, no, I don't need a truck. There's like maybe one, maybe two times a year where I'm like, I need to take a trip to the dump, or I need to move this couch. And then that's it. I don't need a truck any other the rest of the time. It's just wasting gas and space and money. But so, she mentioned this a while ago, and I shot her down. And then so on Monday or Tuesday, we talk about it again because I'm looking at cars. And she's like, you know what? You should really get a truck. I'm like, why are you bringing this up, like, kind of seemingly out of nowhere? Come to find out, her and her friend want to go up to the mountains to go to the snow.
Go find themselves.
Yeah, and to
discover
go
oneself.
Touch the snow. And you need, snow tires or chains or a four-wheel drive truck.
So, brand new, mind you.
Yeah, and so I'm like, no. And she's like, well, I'm going to go look. Well, first of all, she like started looking at trucks on her phone. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, you're like, oh, those are cheap.
And then she's, I'm about to like leave for work or fucking do something. She's like, or no, I wasn't about to leave for work, but I was about to go meet up with a buddy. And she's like, oh, me and her friend, we'll call her Danielle. It's totally her name. Me and Danielle are going to go look at trucks. And I'm like, okay, you're not going to go look at trucks. You're going to go buy a truck, so you shouldn't fucking go. Because you never just go look at something. That's how we got dog number one and dog number two. So I'm like, whatever. And then I meet up with my buddy. We hang out. And then afterwards, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to... I've been kind of looking into guns lately to protect myself from all the high school kids, and so oh, that was just so bad. I lost momentum.
It's not bad.
Yeah
it's not bad.
It was bad in my head. So anyways, I'm like, I'm gonna go to the gun store and check out all those shoot 'em up dealies,
which the gun store here is just Walgreens.
Yeah. No, I actually went to the actual gun shop / range. But I was like, I'll just look and, ask some questions since I'm a newbie. Anyways, I walk in there and there's a big old line. So I'm just like looking around. All of a sudden, my phone rings. It's the wife. I step outside because I know this is a step outside moment. I can just feel it in my bones.
Your voice is going to be raised.
And so I pick up. I'm like, hello? And she goes, I just need you to love me and accept me for who I am. And this is the same exact thing she said when she got Peach, our dog. And so I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I haven't signed any papers yet, But we did shake hands, and I'm like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm getting a new truck, like, a brand new.
Fully loaded.
This year, only 26 miles on it, truck. And I'm like, what, why? Also, she, you know, for all the fictitious reasons, you know, one of the reasons was, she's like, well, so when we get a jet ski, we can haul it around. I'm like, so you're buying an expensive truck for a fictitious toy that we don't even have and probably won't even have for a couple of years? What's the matter with you? God damn it, woman.
She'd get bored of this thing in like a month anyways.
And then I was, you know, it was mostly so they could go to the snow. And I'm like, oh, so you're going to do this? You know, they rent trucks, you know? You can just rent it for the goddamn day. No, she bought a 2017, what was it, Tacoma?
Tacoma, 4x4.
Yeah.
V6, of course. Quad cab or whatever you want to call it. It's four-door.
And so, basically, I was like, if I put my foot down right now, would you not get the truck? And she said, yes. And I go, okay, then fucking do whatever you fucking want to do. Because that's all I really want. You know, I want to know that I can just be like, no, this is not happening, you crazy person. And then she'll respect my authority.
My authority.
And,
that's an old one.
Yeah, yeah. Bringing it back. And so she said, yes, yes, I would, you know, stop. And so, all right, do whatever you want. And part of the reason was a very selfish reason for me. Because now I have this card in my back pocket that says, hey, Corey, you can get whatever gun you want. You can get multiple guns. You can basically, whatever I had in my mind that was like, no, I can't do that, now I can do that.
This is like how 20-year-olds get in debt.
Yeah.
When they go, when one person buys something, they go, well, I want that too.
But also, even if I did that thing that I thought like, oh, that's way too much money, that's still like 1/10 the amount of the goddamn truck.
It's not even 1/10. Like, yeah. Not even close.
So, anyways.
You could like fill a fucking safe for 1/10 of that truck. Oh, fuck. So it's so funny.
I'm still stuck borrowing my mom's car while my wife, who already had a new car, is now rolling around in a newer
truck. Yeah, she
truck.
Had like a 2016 already or something like that because she got
the HRV.
Yeah.
Like right after it came out.
And I've had my car for 2 years and she got hers after me, I believe.
Something like that.
So, yeah. Pretty funny.
So,
I don't have an HRV, by the way, but you know, you get it.
Yeah. So anyways, so now, I figured since we don't have Reich on the cast anymore, I need to take up the gun lover slot on the cast. So, you know, I've been, so when I have big purchases or big obsessions or whatever, I do so much research that it's nauseating.
Yeah, you sit on it. You sit on it for a long time and just look it
up. I look
up
at the pros and the cons. I look what people have to complain about it. I look at why people love it. Just the whole spectrum. Unlike Trucky McGee over here. So I was looking like, oh, hey, what's a good starter pistol? What's a good starter rifle? So for the rifle, probably going to get a 10/22, which apparently you're not American if you don't own one of these rifles.
I have no idea what it is. I probably shot when I have
22
no idea
caliber, little tiny little plinker.
Right.
But it's just like
pretty cheap though, right?
Yeah, it's like I don't know, $300 or something like that. $200-something.
Yeah, $200-something. I'd figure for 22.
And then for the pistol, I was looking at a whole bunch of course, like all the 1911s are just like. They look sexy.
$1,000, $1,200.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
For those who don't know guns, 1911s are the... Think of like World War II type.
Yeah, standard issue, usually .45 caliber, yeah.
Yeah, but now, you know, that style is so popular that they make all these nice fancy looking ones and they're just sexy to look at. But probably going to stick with a safe introductory model, which is the Springfield XD 9mm.
Yeah. So composite, it's not like a metal body. It's, of course, you know, metal for the slide and all that stuff.
Polymer grip or whatever.
Yeah.
Polycarbonate? Something like that. I was telling my buddy, I don't know these things. I'm a newbie. I was talking to my buddy, Mr. Dragon's Deck. Mr.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you're going to win.
I don't know how you're going to win.
So, and he's, like, super into guns, so I was telling him that I wanted to pick up this 9mm, and he's like, well, I mean, you should, like, really pick up, like, the 45, you know, because, no. like, home defense. And I'm like, okay, dude, like, I never want to point this gun at a person. That's not the point. Like, I'm not, like, some redneck who's like, I need to defend myself and my country. And I never know when some queer's gonna be trying to fuck me in the ass. And like, no, I wanna shoot at paper people and not at real people. So like, even if somebody does break into my house, my gun is going to be like locked up in a safe, and then the ammo is gonna be locked up somewhere else.
Right.
Like, it's gonna be so goddamn secure that that's not even in my thought of why I would want to get a gun.
Right.
He's like, well, but like, what if? And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Are you not listening
to me? We also live in like a really, like, the shit, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen in our area, but I mean, if I ever hear anything on the news of some kind of break-in or something, it's always like a targeted thing. It's like, you know, so that a fucking family member or something like that has some fucking vendetta or something. It's like, I don't hear about random break-ins. For sure, like cars and stuff, absolutely. But as far as, like, you know, entering a home, I just don't imagine, like, the odds of this, like, quiet-ass neighborhood that we live in. Like, I cannot imagine.
Well, like, the way I think about it, I've never felt so threatened in my life that I'm like, I should carry a gun for self-defense.
Right.
And that's not, so it's not even in my mind, you know? And if the time comes, looks like the wife is getting raped and I'm getting murdered because I'm not going to have that shit loaded in my nightstand, you know what I mean? I sleepwalk, okay? That's not a good idea. So anyways, yeah, it's so not for that reason, you know?
It's for fun.
It's a hobby. It's a hobby.
Like, I think we're on a pretty similar, I would imagine we're pretty similar as far as, like, I'm not going to get into it, but I mean, like, the whole gun control thing and all that kind of shit. It's kind of like, listen, we're just doing this for, like, hobby reasons. We're not, like, trying to, like, fucking stick up for it. I'm not here to, like, protest and tell you that I need to keep my gun. Like, if someone said, like, yo, you can't have guns anymore, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, well, okay. I guess that's the law
now. I guess so. Like, okay, you know, whatever. I'm not going to, like, freak the fuck out about it. And I get why people do. I mean, like I said, it's not a political discussion, really. I'm just saying that, like, we're admitting, like, this is literally a hobby. We're having fun. Like, I have a shotgun. I don't have a pistol yet, but I have the shotgun that I, you know, go shoot some fucking skeet with or whatever. And it does have rounds in the chamber, so if there is a break-in. But I mean, like, once again, I don't even know if my mind would go to, like, being able to get that thing even out. Like, I probably wouldn't even have time, and I don't know. It's not really there for that. It's more just, like, you know, it's fun. Why not? But if someone said, like, yo, you can't have it, I'd be like, yeah, all right. You know, so be it.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then, I mean, that gun control shit, or just the gun debate, is all over Twitter and Facebook.
It's not talking about removing it from anybody. It's like, it's talking about, like, the crazy shit. Like, shotguns and pistols are not included in this category. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, or, like, long-range rifles, like, just, like, regular hunting rifles. Like, the shit is, like, not in the conversation.
And also, like, people who live in California are getting all, like, worried. It's like, but we already have, like, strict gun laws. Like, the other states, if anything, will just rise to our level of gun control. Like, we're good. We don't need to go anywhere, you know? We're fucking one of the strictest states.
Yeah, probably are the strictest. Gotta be. I think everyone knows, like, emissions for cars and firearms and all that kind of shit. It's, like, pretty crazy.
So anyways, it's just...
But you're gonna get it.
Yeah. No, I'm...
You're still doing research?
So, as I was on the phone, my wife was like... Because I told her, I was like, well, you know what this means, that I can get whatever fucking gun I want. And she's like, okay, well, I get paid tomorrow, and, like, I'll see how much. And I'm like, no, I don't even want it tomorrow. I want to be a responsible fucking adult, and I want to save paycheck by paycheck and get it in, like, 2 months. Like, I still don't even – this isn't, like, revenge thrift, like, spending. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to do it like a normal fucking person and save like $50 a paycheck.
You just finance
like
it, bro. Whatever. Just fucking finance the whole thing. Just go in there.
Fuck it. Open
a new credit card. Blank check that shit. Be like, yo, here's a fucking check, put whatever number you want on there. I want
yeah.
all the guns, all the ammo.
Do you guys have a store credit card? Because I will open
two. I have one of those
right
reusable
now.
Shopping bags that I use for my Trader Joe's. I need you to fill this with ammunition and guns. Just go for it. Fucking blank check.
Perfect.
My butler will sign.
So yeah, I'm waiting. You know, I'm starting to save up. And, you know, to tie this, you're like, wow, is this a magic cast? Because they haven't talked about magic at all. So let's, you know, just kind of swing this back in the magic, the pendulum in the magic direction. I have a Jace the Mind Sculptor from the Vault 20,
mm-hmm.
but it's a digital version. It's Magic Online. But those are still selling for like $55 right now. So anyways, I was like, oh, I could sell that. And then, like, sell the tickets to, like, one of those websites and then get money for guns.
Magic into guns, dude.
Yeah.
It's a new YouTube channel we're going to start.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting, like...
Power 9 to 9 millimeter.
Stupid.
All right.
No. Edit that out right now. And stop your fucking laughing.
Yes!
I got, like, a pretty healthy tax return this year. And with that, I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, I got to buy myself something fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to spend, like, all of it. I'm just, like, you know... I want to buy, like, just go ahead and just literally TCG player a whole fucking modern deck. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I'm like, okay, maybe I want to do that. And I realize I have, from, like, buying and selling cards and all this shit, I have, like, a decent collection, but I don't have a lot of decks that are, besides, like, Commander and Tiny Leaders.
Right.
You know, I only have two fully decked out modern decks. You know what I mean?
Because you like to build and then take apart.
Yeah.
And build and take apart.
And I'm like, man, you know what? I kind of think that I should just sell a lot of my stuff, like high-value stuff. Anything over $10 that I just don't have a plan for yet. Because some of this shit's been sitting in my binder for like 3 fucking years.
Right.
And that's cool because some of it's gone up or what have you. But I'm thinking I probably should just need to like turn that into playable stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think I'm going to do that a little bit more. I'll be more a little aggressive with my selling and get some shit out of my hands. And I think I'm thinking about modern deck. And then I was thinking about, yeah, I need to get that fucking CZ-75 9mm pistol.
Right.
You know? That's like the same price as a fucking modern deck. So so I'm thinking that. And what the fuck else? There was something else I was thinking of too, and I can't really.
So you haven't decided remember. On what
I haven't
what
decided,
you're gonna...
but I wanna spend, you know, let's just call it, I wanna like just throw $500 out there somewhere.
Okay.
Under the ether. Just like not even think about it. Be like, boom. And besides that, I need to like, it's nice to have the tax return because I need to buy like new work boots. And new work boots, dude, are like for ones that you actually want to wear, you know, for 40
They're
hours
expensive.
A week. All fuck. Yeah, it's like $250,
yeah.
dude. Like super expensive. You can get them for like 80, 90. But
yeah, but then you're going to have the turnaround on that. It's
yeah,
gonna be real
it's
quick.
Fast. Or they're like, they're not composite. I like composite toe on my, yeah, for the toe and stuff like that, not steel. So that makes it a little more expensive, you know, but that shit's nice. Like, when you're in the field, you want to, like, kick stuff to, like there's, like, these, we have, like, spools of wire.
Right.
And a lot of times on the ground, you kind of just, like, kick the fucking spool and it keeps it rolling.
Right.
Because you don't want to, like, be on your, like, crouched over and pushing this thing with your hands. So I usually just, like, push it with my foot. And if you don't have steel toe, you're just going to fuck your toes up.
Right.
So, stupid thing. But besides that, just, like, in general, like, you know, crushing, obviously, stuff falling on your feet. Protect yourself. That's the main reason. Duh. Anyways, little shit like that, I'm like, I'm already going to spend money on that. I get that. But I'm trying to think, what the fuck gift do I want? What else do I want? I don't want, like, a Nintendo Switch.
So, you know? So let's just map it all out right now. So, modern deck. Let's say for super top tier, let's just say a grand. You know, it fluctuates between 800 and 1500.
Yeah.
But let's just say a grand.
Yeah, right.
Just for simplicity.
And I probably have some stuff. Like, I already have fetch lands.
Right.
You know what I mean? And shock lands. So, like, the mana base, which is usually, like, damn near half the price or maybe even more, that's already taken care of. It's going to be more like, I need Tarmogoyfs. You know what I mean? Or I need this and that, you know? And I have, like, one Liliana and one Tarmogoyf. I have, like, one fucking whatever. You know what I mean? So, like, do I want
to
build Jund? Okay, I have, like, a lot of the stuff. But, you know, like I said, the Goyfs, or if I want to get, like, the Grim Flayers or something like that, go that route. I have Blood Braids, but those are, like, $10 anyways, or $7 anyways, so. And I'm trying to think of what deck, and so I'm doing some research right now to figure out what I want, because I have, like, an aggro deck and a mid-range deck, so I'm trying to figure out something a little different. Something either a little bit, like, combo-ish, but not just straight up, like, one, like, ad nauseum, one win condition thing.
Right.
Something a little, like, maybe, like... Miracles or something like that, where there's like a combo, you know, you're getting like super good value off taking a turn for 2 mana or something, but that's not, I don't want that deck exactly.
Right.
I don't want to play Jace because I don't really think it's time to buy Jace. You know,
no, the hype,
and,
still...
and the height of the and the and reprint's they're... not there yet, even though it's like coming soon. So I'm not looking to spend $130 on a Jace right now.
And
when
plus,
it gets down
like,
to like 70,
Jace,
I'd be like, all right,
Jace isn't doing anything right now. You know,
I mean, he's doing stuff, but yeah,
he's not doing big things.
He's not doing big things. So
I'm partial to that humans deck. Like that just looks like so much fun.
Yeah,
the humans deck
is cool, but I already have. You know, stuff that's pretty similar to that.
Yeah, the Enter the Battlefield type of blink deck.
Yeah, I have a blink deck, and then I have a zombie deck, which is like kind of, you know, an aggro tribal thing also. So, I don't really know what I want yet, but those are like, I'm thinking gun or that.
So, CZ75.
CZ75.
What, 600, 500?
It's like 720 probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then plus whatever fees or something like that. Because they have the... SP01, which has like this accessory rail on it, so
right.
Like attachments on it. Anyways, nerdy shit. So anyways, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I want to do. You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure that out. There was something else I had in mind. Oh, a guitar. I was thinking about a guitar too.
Really?
Yeah, because I haven't bought myself a guitar basically ever.
Right.
Because the last time I have four guitars right now, but they're all from when I was a teenager. So like as an adult, I'm 31 right now. I have not bought a guitar in literally 15 years.
They all have... Offspring stickers and
no, fucking thank God.
TRL stickers.
If they had TRL stickers, I would put them on there.
Yo MTV rap stickers.
Has that? Yep. Mm-hmm. And pop up video. And so I'm thinking about that. I was thinking about getting a Gibson, which would be like out of my price range, but it's. I know it's worth. If I get it, I won't regret it.
Yeah,
you know, I'll be mad at myself for a day for spending that money, but.
That would be a forever guitar.
It'd be a forever guitar, and it wouldn't like age. Like it would have, there'd be no issue that I could have it forever.
Right.
And the Ibanez and stuff that I have right now, those things age a little bit. You know, they don't really get like vintage the more you play them or something like that. But something that's made of really really high quality materials, then I think would be pretty worth it. But,
yeah, those are all good decisions.
You know,
so no car stuff really.
No.
Wow.
No.
That's impressive.
Cars are too expensive.
No, I know not a whole car, but
I know.
Just car
That's
stuff.
That's not what I mean. I mean car stuff.
Like new floor mats.
What you get and how much like enjoyment you get out of it, you got to spend a lot of money.
Right.
And so even if I was to get...
Like the little hula girl on the dashboard?
I can get that. I can
do like
that.
2 horsepower?
It'll be, 1.5 horsepower. But car parts, like the exhaust I got for my WRX years back, that's like $950.
Yeah.
Which is a fucking ton of money.
It is.
And it's just exhaust. Like, you want to do more than just exhaust. It's like one little tiny thing.
Indeed.
You know? So, if you want to actually do modifications to a vehicle that really add up to something, you're talking about spending like $6,000. You know? And that's not in the same category what I'm fucking talking about.
No, it's not.
So.
I mean, you could just impulsively spend $44,000.
I could spend $44,000.
Yeah. You could do that. It's possible.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a WRX eventually, but I have to wait till after, like, wedding shenanigans or whatever. I'm not proposing quite yet, but I mean, like, we're right there. You know what I mean? So, by the time this comes out, I can say it. I think I bought a ring for my chick.
Yeah.
I can say it now because, like, really...
When it comes out...
It'll probably already be done.
The deed will have been done.
Yeah.
And then...
And she's not fucking listening anyways. And even if she does, she's not going to be like, I heard on the episode. But all you out there, all my friends that listen, keep your fucking mouth shut.
She's going to get eaten by
keep your mouth shut.
Rhino.
Yeah, don't say that. Siege Rhino.
Siege Rhino. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Have you heard of a show called Big Mouth?
No, I have not.
So, last night, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
And... Family Guy and Top Gear, I believe, are both off of Netflix now, which is pretty annoying.
Okay, so...
go on. You can go ahead. Go right ahead.
I just want to say this is the show with, like... The cover is, like, a little boy with, like,
yes.
a Woody.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a show that I always give a chance, never works out, right? This is, like,
right.
a bunch of comedians got together, have an idea for a show, they fucking pitched it. They successfully, you know, launch the pilot, and it pushes off into a show, and then you watch it, and you go, ha, you know, dirty humor, all right, you know, like, remember Drawn Together? Drawn Together was, like, the dirtiest show that ever existed,
like,
and to this day...
Huckleberry, like, fucking...
Yeah, it's, yeah, whatever that one is, like, that one's not good, though.
No,
even though Daniel Tosh is pretty cool, that's not a good show.
Yeah.
So, this one, I'm still in the beginning of it, right? I've only seen two episodes.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I kind of actually, so far, I really like it. It's a story that needs to be told. A story that's been told before, but not in the realistic way this has been told, which is that coming of age story.
Yeah, from what I understand, it goes into realistic
detail.
It's
way more realistic. For being so stupid, it's like
the journey of a young man into puberty,
yes,
and beyond.
First episode is about one of the guys sees one of his friends' dicks by accident or whatever. And then it's like bigger and hairier than his because he's like not hitting puberty yet. And that's like a whole thing, right? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I didn't have that happen to me, but I get it.
But there's
that happened.
There's,
I'd be like,
the fear.
Where's my fucking big dick at? Where's my big hairy dick at? Like, what the hell? There was that. And then, like,
everyone else is getting armpit hair.
Then,
I'm not getting armpit hair.
And then they had, like, there's a sleepover. Two guys are, you know, one guy staying at the other friend's house, whatever. And then the guy is, like, basically, he's, like, getting all worked up. And he's, like, I got to jerk off. Like, I'm fucking 12. I have to jerk off. But he's, like, talking to, like, his self-conscious, really, that's played by, like, another character. And it's, like, I can't do it here. Like, it's disrespectful to masturbate in my buddy's house. But it's, like, but you have to. Because that's what you do when you're 12. You're like, I just have to be really quiet about it. And he's asleep. I'm pretty sure I got to risk it. Like, and everything's worth risking when you're 12.
Of course.
Like, you have to jerk off everywhere
when
you're 12 years old. And it, like, explains that exactly. And then the next episode was all about chicks getting their periods the first time. And it's, like, that same shit where, like...
Spot on.
I'm not a woman, but I get it. I fucking get it.
Get it?
Spot it.
Spot on.
So, and the next one... Oh, no, I did watch three episodes because the third one is all about if you're gay or not. And if you're like, he's like watching a trailer for a new Rock movie, The Rock. And it's like, man, I'm getting like a little feeling down there. Like, so, but he's accepting it. He's like, maybe I'm gay. I don't know. Like, I'm not scared of it. I'm just like, what do I do with these feelings? And all this shit is like bang on. I love the idea of it. And the jokes, for the most part, are not going to make you laugh out loud.
Right.
But some of them do. Some of them are, like, really stupid.
It's more like home movies, kind of subtle, plot-driven.
It's pretty subtle, yeah. And then, but some of them have some, like, they play out an obvious joke, but then the payoff is, like, the inverse of it. You know what I mean? So you see, like, the obvious, one of the simple ones, is this is all I can remember, which isn't very funny, but they had, like, the parents or whatever are in bed, and they're going to have sex. And so, like, it was, the clock said, like, 8 o'clock or whatever. And so they're going at it, and then it clicks to 8:01, and then it has them back in bed, and they're like, done, right?
Right.
And he goes, oh, man, 12 hours and 1 minute. Like, you know, what a ride. Yeah. And it's like, okay, that's a dumb joke, but that's the kind of shit that they did a lot. They did this whole, you know, they lay out something obvious that you've seen before, and then they do something funny with it.
Right.
So I'm enjoying myself. And the people in it were pretty good. They have Rafi is one of the characters from The League. And then they have, of course, Nick Kroll, which is super hit or miss, but he's funny right now. And there's a lot of people, a lot of voices that you'll recognize for sure. That's a good time. But nice. It feels realistic. You know, early relationships and all that confusion, they're like, they're getting it. They're fucking getting it. That's what I feel. So
What's the weirdest place and or most embarrassing place you ever, you know, touched your wiener to completion?
I probably have like 10. First one I can think of is I remember jerking off in the pool when my grandpa was home. So he's like, I could like basically see him for where I was at. And that was some inspiration. But besides that, you know, he was like facing, the TV's the other way. So he's not facing me or nothing.
Yeah, you're not making eye contact.
But you know, the water jet that like feeds the warm water into, we had a heated pool. So like that jet was feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
You just got to stick your dick in there sometimes or whatever.
You got to handle it.
Rub it up against there. I remember that. And then what other ones are there? I mean, I think I pretty much kept it, like, to my room and bedroom for the most part. I don't think I was, like, one of the guys that was jerking off all over the house. But I would jerk off, like, of course, all the time.
Right.
Like, it was consistent. What else? What else is, like, a good one? I did it while I was camping once.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You know, with my family.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't jerk me off, but you get it. Like, I was there.
Yeah.
Present,
same sort of.
Over the campfire. So they could just see shadows. They don't really know.
Yeah. Same sort of, oh, I got to do this. The poison's got to get out, and then, but I got to be quiet.
Like I said,
like,
man,
a ninja.
You're like 12, 13. Like, for, like, I would give it maybe 2 solid years of just, I have to.
Oh, yeah.
Every
crazy
moment I can. If I feel something, like, it's like an addiction. You know, it's like smoking cigarettes or yeah. junk food or something. You can tell yourself, like, it's just not, you know, it's not a good time. It's not right now. Like, there yeah. are people around.
It's Thanksgiving.
Like, they'll know.
Yeah.
But I have to. I can just do it real quick. It's fine.
Yeah.
I could just run hot water in the sink and just fucking go for it. And I can get done like in 90 seconds at this point. So I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I, probably the most, the worst place was in a church bathroom.
Church bathroom?
At church. Church's mass is going on.
Bro, if you're in the bathroom, that's not really part of church anymore. That's like a whole nother room.
But you can still hear what's going on. You can still hear the...
You got headphones? Just plug and put them in.
Dude, this was before earbuds, bro.
Earbuds?
Yeah.
I don't need the ones that go in the ear, just the ones that sit on the ear.
Yeah,
the
but
ones with the little metal band that goes on top.
Yeah, but who's bringing those to church? Mom's like...
Bro, your Walkman, dude. Just bring it. They're so compact, you can hide it. Cassette tape player.
Skip protection.
Yeah, so. 45 second skip protection. That is fucking fantastic. I love that shit. And you hit it, and then it keeps playing for a while, but then it just skips later.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Stupid.
So stupid.
Yeah, I had no respect for anything or anyone. I just jerked off everywhere. Didn't matter.
I don't know if it's everywhere for me. I think I kept it pretty... confined.
I mean, I wasn't like, you know.
At people's houses, though. Like, yeah, at a friend's house, if I had to, like, yeah.
I wasn't like, you know, on the street corner at the bus stop.
Yeah.
But definitely, like.
I remember.
I had
a couple friends over, and we were taking turns jerking off in my bathroom. I remember that.
That's pretty. That's a bond.
Yeah, it's a bond. Right there. Not watching.
Yeah, oh,
it's
yeah.
like, you know, we're all watching TV, and it's like, all right, I'm going. It's like, you good? Okay, my turn.
See,
had like the magazine sitting on the fucking
right.
Sink or something like that. Because we were still in the age to show our age for younger listeners, which I don't think there's a lot of younger listeners listening, but
probably,
I don't think so. All of people that contact us, I feel like are in our age group within like 10 years.
Well, I don't think the 13-year-olds are gonna hit us up.
Yes, they do.
Be like, yo, yes, you said cock 7 times.
You're our idols. No, but Playboys. Like my stepdad had a stack, and so yeah, I would just look through those things all the time. Before I didn't have anything besides dial up. Like way late, we didn't get good internet for a long time.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I was trying to explain that to somebody at work the other day. This 18-year-old kid about like 56K.
I went through puberty in 56K. I didn't have high speed until after puberty,
for sure. And you know, you saying taking turns. This is kind of something that you just kind of put up with for your fellow man because you know the struggle. You know what's at stake here. And this is transferred all the way until now because you, not that long ago, got like a virtual reality headset. And you were talking about...
Oh, just like the shitty one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't tell the people I got like a Vive or something.
No. It's
like a stocking stuffer fucking piece of plastic with lenses in it.
And so... You said that you tried out the pornos, and I was like, man, I got to try that out. And you're like, yeah, okay. So you're just totally fine with me just coming over, putting on the VR, jerking it, and then just...
Whatever.
And then just,
I have Lysol wipes. Yeah, it's fucking great.
Sanitizing it.
99.99% of all bacteria.
And then just...
And semen.
And then just coming out and be like, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Fucking ghost babies.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
Did you come over? You haven't done it yet?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, well, we got to wrap this podcast up early.
You know, I think that's something you would remember is like your grown man friend coming over and just masturbating in your house. And you're like encouraging it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I know that's fine, but I feel like that's something you'd remember.
No.
Because you didn't remember. You're like, did you do it yet?
Not even a big... That's not even my whole day, bro.
I mean, I have jerked off in your house, but it's not fucking, to the reality.
Not even my whole reality. Day, dude. I don't even care. It's like nothing, bro. Not even noteworthy.
Well, you know what is noteworthy, my good sir?
Tell me.
Is A25.
Bingo? What?
A25.
A25. I'm on board.
Yeah.
A25. You know me.
You know about that, right?
Yeah, I'm an expert.
What is it?
It's fucking a letter followed by two numbers.
Yeah, and
what
do those three symbols signify?
I don't know. Ass?
The new magic set.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it A25?
It's A25.
Why not M25?
Because that is reserved for the corset in fucking 2024.
Is that real?
Yeah.
A25? I don't give a fuck about that.
So somebody posted something on Twitter about, oh, A25, blah, 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 and like the expected value. And I was like, what? Like, that's not a real thing. And then I was listening to Brainstorm Brewery last night, and sure enough, motherfucking A25 is the designation for this set.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You can look it up right now.
No, I believe you. I just don't think so.
Twinkle toes, little man.
Tell me. Yeah, so we have obviously we've been like pretty bad at, you know, getting together and putting out content for your ear holes, but we've skipped right through the whole fucking spoiler season. Now it's already done, but we have all these cards that got spoiled for the new Masters fucking 25 set or whatever. So, I mean, definitely mixed opinions all around. By the time this comes out, if you are, you know, a non-casual player, then you already know about all this stuff. But we can go over some shit. I'll tell you. Well, you know, what's your opinion, I guess? I can just go right into mine, but...
Well, I mean, feel free to go right ahead because I have not seen all the cards yet. I've just seen what's posted on Twitter. This is my first time actually going on Mythic Spoiler right now.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. So, we're looking at real high variance. Sort of, it kind of reminds me almost exactly of Eternal Masters, where there are a handful of rares and a handful of mythics that are worth a decent chunk of change. But some of these rares and mythics, they're not necessarily in high demand. They are just more, they haven't had a lot of printings. So, just like, I'm thinking of Berserk. Remember Berserk came out in Eternal Masters? Was it Eternal Masters? Yeah, I believe so.
Something like that.
So, no, it came out in Conspiracy.
Iconic?
I think.
Conspiracy.
Berserk was like $90.
Indeed.
And I was actually thinking about buying like a damaged copy for like 50 or something for my Tiny Leaders Infect deck because the card is just super old. And no, it's not like high demand, but the card is super fucking old and so it has very little numbers out there.
Supply,
so
yeah.
Supply. So, but that when that card got reprinted, that card's now, I don't even know, I think it's like $8 now. You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with demand. It was all about supply. So there's a few of these kind of cards that, yeah, they see play in, you know, vintage legacy type stuff. But I don't think them printing, you know, 100,000 new versions of the same card is going to make all those players super fucking stoked. I think it's just going to bring the card price down. But I don't think that me opening that is going to do anything for me. For example, they reprinted Imperial Recruiter, which is a, you know, a vintage legacy card. You know what I mean? Not played in a lot of decks, I don't believe, but it's a 3-mana 1/1 human advisor. When it enters the battlefield, search your library for a creature card with power 2 or less and put it in your hand, shuffle your library. So I'm sure this is really good for, like, just toolbox style. You know, you can grab whatever you need at the time. I know, like, the decks play, like, Baleful Strix in it and shit like that, you know? But to me, I'm like, I don't need this. You know, unless I had a really specific need for it, then okay, fine. But right off the top of my head, I'm like, I don't, you know, I opened this thing. This card was over $100, you know, before or maybe even today. But this is going to bring the price way down. And the myth or the foils are the only thing that's going to be important because vintage players, legacy players don't give a shit about non-foil cards. The foil's out there and for the most part. You know what I mean?
Don't give a shit.
So there's some cards in here that are super high variance, and there's a lot of cards that are mythics and rares that like don't have any fucking value at all, and they may be spot on flavor wise for being an iconic card, but some of them even miss that, and they're still worth no money.
Well, I think were they trying to like grab a card from each set or something like that?
Yeah,
is that the
I kind of think so. Yeah,
because you know we have such classics as Phyrexian Obliterator.
Which is awesome and needed a reprint. That's a good card. That's a plus.
Because, I mean, that card doesn't see that much play, but just because of scarcity-wise, it was like...
It's like $30,
yeah,
25 30, bucks, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. And hopefully that'll bring it down, because if it was like 10, 15 bucks, I would have bought it already. It's just that I don't need it that bad, so I haven't bought it. And then, so that's Mythic Rare. And also, we have Tree of Redemption. from
Innistrad.
Innistrad, which is the perfect card to take from that set. It's a 0/13 defender for 4 mana. And you tap it, exchange your life total with Tree of Redemption's toughness.
Yeah. I mean, when we first started playing, which was in Gatecrash, this card was still like standard legal. And right. I remember getting one and putting it in one of my decks because, you know, not like I had any synergy with it. I just thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I was like, man, this is a really fucking cool card. Would I ever want to open this in my $10 MSRP booster pack? Are you fucking kidding me? When Innistrad has such great cards and mythics and rares alike, and then there's this card, which I don't even know if this was played, to be honest. It probably was, but I don't know of any decks that ever played it in standard or anything else. I thought it was cool, but I don't know how iconic something is and represents, you know, Magic if I've never even heard of a fucking deck with it, right?
Yeah, it's
a bummer. It's a bummer.
It is a bummer. And, I mean, so is Bident of Thassa, 2BB.
Which at least that did see play.
Well, yeah.
Heavily played, actually.
I mean, it's...
Mono-blue is, like, all about that card.
Yeah, it's a little bit, you know, it's a legendary enchantment artifact, so just text-wise, it's a little
and
more
it is
on
super
the special
powerful,
side.
Because it ignores what all the new versions of the card and old versions of this card is that one or more creatures does damage, you draw a card. So right. You draw one card no matter how many creatures attacked. This is for every creature.
Right.
So that's pretty rad. Like, that's huge card advantage. It's a very good card.
Well,
but they printed the shit out of this card. Like, Theros is super popular. So there's no way you're getting any sort of value out of this thing. And nobody's fucking yearning for this thing. It was a standard card. And now, I mean, Commander for sure. But once again, those foils, I can't even imagine, are more than like $6 or something.
Well, I mean, Tree of Redemption does combo with Triska Decaphobia.
Stop it. Stop it.
Because you lose.
I mean, yeah, that's great and everything. But that's what that Tree of Redemption, or whatever, what is it called? The other Tree of whatever it is. The new one that they printed in Shadows of Innistrad,
yeah.
Or whatever.
It's horrible.
Yeah, dude. Which I used. I even played that card in standard. Remember I had that combo deck with Shock? Do you remember that at all?
Oh, no. I built one of those, too. Yeah,
okay.
where you
enchant it with that aura that turns it into an O2.
Yeah.
And then you exchange okay, go ahead.
I had the spirit... the one that, like, creates a 1/1 spirit token. You know, like it's spirit extractor or fucking whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then so their life becomes one.
Yes.
And then you just do anything and they
right.
die. Yeah,
so,
same thing.
Yeah, mine was, it was like a 2-mana enchantment aura that you enchant on the tree and then it would make it into an O2, and then but it wouldn't like lose its abilities. And then you'd be able to tap it and then turn your opponent into 2 life and then I would have burn spells in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was blue, it was Grixis because it's a blue enchantment and a black creature. And then any kind of red burn spell. Or I could have used something that's like, you know, a black lose 2 life spell. That would be fine, too. Like, I had copies of Collective Brutality or something like that in that deck, which, of course, are expensive. But it was like a fun, casual thing. And it fucking, I mean, a 3-card combo that kills a player, it would work because people were not ready for it. But had this become, and I'm not going to say it's even a tier deck in any means, but... Decks like this, if they were ever to become popular, they'd be negated right away because all you would do is know what's happening and be able to fucking work around it. Like, easy.
Yeah.
It would never work again.
Once you figure out the trick,
it would never work
over.
Again. Yeah, it's a deck is like dead after that point. So that's kind of the bummer about stuff like that. But it was fun on Magic Online.
Oh, yeah. See, like, fucking Zada is uncommon in this set. Like, I'm just seeing this for the first time.
Oh, the From Battles for Zendikar?
Yeah, wasn't that a mythic?
No, that was a rare.
It was a rare?
Yeah, but it's a
but
penny
still,
rare.
It's a legendary creature. It's just weird seeing that at
yeah, there's not a lot of those. There's a couple of those in this set, though. There's a couple legendary uncommons in this set. That's probably... We can move on to that, too, later, but there are a few cards that are now pauper legal, which is always exciting for when, like, Eternal Masters came out. And when this set comes out, they rare shift a lot.
Right.
And even like, you know, Savannah Lions or whatever, which I think was like a rare or some at the time, like the 2/1/1.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a common, you know, which you don't need that anymore because we have a lot of those. But there's a few things that have been rare shifted that are pretty dope. You got any cards that are like up or down for you? What do you think? Like, there's a few that I'm like, hell yeah. Like, there's a few that I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't care.
I mean, as for the popper thing, Hordling Outburst got printed at Common.
Right. See, that's gonna be I don't know if that's going to fit or not, but I mean, that's still awesome.
I mean, that's probably going to be a trying. Big deal.
Think so?
I think so. And if I can...
Looks I think like it's a little slow.
Diabolic Edict. That's probably going to be a popper.
That's already in popper, though.
Really?
Yeah, Edict effects are already in
popper. Yeah, but I mean just another one.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if that one's in there or not.
I think it was just Chainers, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, maybe.
As for like notable reprints that I'm excited about...
Well, we got Filter Lands, which are cool. Because those are expensive.
Rest in Peace is always good for sideboards.
Yeah. Chalice of the Void.
Protein Hulk.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Commander.
Is it allowed in Commander?
Oh, didn't they ban it?
I think so.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I think that's banned in Commander. There's Chalice of the Void and Ensnaring Bridge, both at Mythic. And, I mean, those cards are super expensive. And they do see play. I'm not really interested in Snaring Bridge, but Chalice of the Void is a really fucking good sideboard card, man. Like, Chalice on one, Chalice on two. If you're playing a deck that can get around that, holy shit, that is like... It's just like playing Blood Moon or something like that. You know, you really can fucking put it to the opponent, which is pretty beautiful. Boros Charm's always, like, nice. Stuff like that, yeah, it's only a couple bucks, but it's nice to get the price down and make sure that everybody can have a copy of the card that, like, Boros Charm, you should play in Commander. Like, protect your stuff, indestructible for all your stuff, you know what I mean?
So, I always think it's a great idea to put in, but when I draw it, I'm never satisfied with it.
Really?
Yeah.
But it, like, saves your creatures from a board wipe.
Yeah, but I feel like I just hang on to it for half the game, and I'm always trying to be cognizant of holding up enough mana, and it's always just...
Interesting.
It's never as good as I want it to be.
Interesting. Well, I really like it. I think it's a good card for Commander. Oh, man.
Azusa.
Yeah, so there are a few, like, pretty decent rares and mythics, and that one, you know, once again, I don't need a copy of it. Nothing that I'm interested in right now, at least, but
Eidolon.
I think it's pretty dope.
Eidolon of the Great Ravel.
Yep, that one needs to be reprinted, because only one set, sees a ton of play, and it's not just modern. That's pretty fucking dope. Blood Moon, we just got a reprint, but I mean, still, Blood Moon is pretty cool.
I mean, I just like the card Ratcatcher.
Yeah, but that's worth, like, nothing.
I know.
But still.
I just like it.
It is cool, though.
In Reform, that wasn't really doing too much, but I just like it.
Obviously, we got Jace. Everyone knows that. Vendilion Click. I just sold my Click, like, 2 weeks ago, I think, for, I think, $30. So, you know, that's cool that I got out, whatever. I wasn't really planning that. But, I mean, that's a $30 card. So, reprinting that, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I like that card. I'd play that. I play that in Tiny Leaders, you know. And blue modern deck as a one of, like, kind of like no matter what you're playing, I have no problem with that. It's just a nice, you know, blocker and just a little bit of hand manipulation. No problem with that.
There's the Elemental Blast.
But those ones, I think people are bummed because they're not at Common. About those, that you're talking about the...
Right, the red, blue.
The red and blue ones, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just excited because Tiny Leaders.
Yeah.
Sideboard cards.
Right.
The Kong Ming Sleeping Dragon.
What is that one?
It is 2WW for 2/2, legendary creature, human advisor. Other creatures you control get +1/+1.
That's it? I'm bored.
Yeah.
This is awful. You're just talking to set down. How about Pact of Negation? That's better.
Yeah.
Zero mana counterspell. Got to pay 5, lose the game. I mean, it's not seen a ton of play, but I mean, I know it is seen play and like, yeah, ad nauseum and shit like that. Shit that's trying to win in that same turn. You don't give a fuck about paying that cost the next turn because I'm winning right now, bitch.
Kong Ming.
Thalia, Guardian of Thraben.
Oh, yeah. I'm throwing this little lady
what
in
is this?
My...
Thalia?
No. The Kong Ming.
Oh,
maybe I already have her in my 1DH deck. That's another exciting thing when, like, reprints that didn't really need reprints get reprinted into the ground. Now we can put them in our 1DH deck.
Super fucking cheap. No money at all.
Mine needs
some work.
Revamping.
A little bit. Oh, man.
Simeon Spirit Guide.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
That's kind of a big one.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome that that's in there. A few of those ones that are awesome. Curse Catcher's in here. That's good. That's pretty expensive as well.
Swords to Plowshares, never gonna see money again.
Dude, never again. Reprinted to shit.
Into the ground.
Lightning Bolt, obviously. Oh, Street Wraith.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I just sold a copy of mine for like 8, so I'm sure that'll bring down to like 2.
Nice.
Because it's in like 2 decks.
If prices get cheap enough, I might have to build the land destruction deck in Modern.
You mean the Ponza deck?
Yeah.
Red, green?
I might have to.
You mean, what kind of are we talking about? Are we talking about like Stormbreath Dragon? Are we talking about like what's your win cons besides, you know, just destroying a bunch of fucking lands and mana dorks and shit like that?
There's different builds, but
exactly.
Generally they have like 1 to 2 Stormbreaths. They have 1 to 2 Inferno Titans.
Yeah, I've seen Thunder Maw, Hellkite is in there sometimes in place of Stormbreath.
I'm trying to think of the other
Tireless Tracker I've seen in there. Because everything, you know, just a lot of lands.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure. But, I mean, if like I said, if prices get cheap enough, I just might.
What about Chandra? You going to put Chandra in there?
One of Chandra could go in there.
Oh, I see. No problem with that.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I mean, that new Brainstorm art, dude. A little on the fucking nose, my friend. Have you not seen this card? I mean, I'm excited for any Brainstorm reprint. That's dope. But it's literally a Brainstorm. It's a brain in the sky with lightning coming out of it. Like, Brainstorm. Really?
Oh, really? Oh my god, hasn't that art already been used?
Has it? I guess. So. I don't know, dude. I guess so. I'm laughing about it, though. I mean, it's pretty looking art. But I'm not really all about, like, on the fucking nose. Like, the Serum Visions one, where it's literally, like, Serum flying to this chick that has her eyes all glazed over. Like, okay, besides the whole Semen Visions joke, it also is really on the fucking nose. Like, it's fine. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, that art has already been used.
It has?
Yes,
yeah,
sir. Fuck.
Beans. Yeah, man. Squadron Hawk? Always need that.
Squadron Ho!
Okay, here's actually an important one. So, Animar, Soul of Elements, is a commander that I've actually always wanted to have, but it's always been pretty expensive.
Right.
So it's that Teemer, 3-mana 1, protection from white and black. Whenever you cast a creature spell, put a 1/1 counter on this dude, and then creature spells you cast cost 1 less to cast for each 1/1 counter on this thing.
Right.
So this is something that I would revamp, like, my big stuff deck, like my dragon's deck.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put together like a team or big stuff deck and have it with this so that my creatures are super cheap and this dude is pretty resilient. Not as resilient, I don't think, as Xenagos, because that one's indestructible. But because there's not a lot of targeted removal in Commander. There is some, but not a whole bunch.
Right.
And if it is targeted, it usually is all exile. But
and
still,
I mean,
this one,
protection from white and black, those are 2 targeted removal colors.
Exactly. So it's pretty resilient besides sweepers. And the card, I don't think, has ever had a foil printing. And it's also expensive on its own. I think it was like 30, 40 bucks or maybe even more from the Commander like 2013 or wherever the fuck this thing came out. So having that is going to be sweet. Because I mean, the foils are going to be expensive. But if I do want to go get around to building this deck, now I have either a cheaper non-foil to get or a actual foil version. If the deck really works out and I'm like, yeah, this is it, foil. Get it. Your boy, Prosh, he's back.
Yeah. Yes, he's back. I didn't like spec too hard on Prosh, but I did fill up a page of my binder of Prosh's because they were $1 and it's like, when is he ever going to see a reprint?
Yeah. You
know? And yeah.
And here he is.
Boom, shakalaka.
Yep.
You know what I'd like to get my hands on?
Notion Thief.
It is some Ensnaring Bridges. I think that is one of the final pieces that I would need if I wanted to go that route for my 8-rack deck. Maybe more of like a
sideboard.
Really good sideboard.
Super
card.
Good sideboard.
Yeah. And that was actually one of the things I was thinking about getting with my tax returns was my last Liliana.
So did you see that your favorite card is in the set also, right next to Ensnaring Bridge, under the spoiler. Your favorite card, especially Crow's favorite card.
Coalition Relic.
The card that, for some reason, you guys never understand what it does. When it's so goddamn simple.
I mean, I understand.
No, you don't.
But
Every time I play it, you're like, you're just going to cheat and just give yourself 10 mana.
That's what Soam Crow says.
So stupid.
He thinks everybody cheats.
1 mana per turn or 2 mana every other turn. That's it. What do you want to do? You want to skip a turn and then get 2 mana next turn? Or do you want an extra, or do you want mana at every turn?
You're right.
That's it.
It's so easy. I didn't know what it did.
Fucking idiots. I've been playing it for like 2 years now, and every time I play it, they're like, yeah, we got it. You got infinite mana. Great. I don't care. God damn, you guys. Just fucking
figure it out. I just have faith that my friend's not going to cheat.
I do not cheat.
And so.
That's not a thing I do.
But Crow, since he sucks at Commander, thinks everybody's cheating.
Do you have any aspirations of getting a Rishadan port?
Not even a little bit. That's a shenanigans card. You know, stuff, shenanigans can happen.
Yeah.
And I just don't really care. You know, I apparently it's really good.
It's really good one-on-one. Like, in tiny leaders, it'd be super good. Because, like, you're not getting to 7 mana in tiny leaders. You know, it's all about that first, like, 4 turns. You know, just like Legacy or whatever. So
I mean, I guess, like, your upkeep, you can tap a land down or something.
Yeah, that's so, like, a color that they need. Or something like that. So it's kind of like a wasteland that you still get to keep it. You're just not sacrificing your land. And also there's a lot of lands that, like, you know, like your legendary one that you use with your, yeah, untaps your commander.
Yeah.
Like shit like that, that's a pain in the ass. I can use this to get around that. And I can keep keeping you off of it.
I mean, I could see putting that in my Tiny Leaders deck.
But not Commander.
No, not Commander.
And we're
not
playing
not
Legacy.
All.
So that's all I'm saying is that seeing it being played in Legacy... with the right deck, you're just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, this thing is fucking this person over pretty hard. Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And as long as you got, you know, just some, I don't know, Lingering Souls tokens on the battlefield, you're like, I'm going to win because this guy, he can never get his Jace down because he's never having 2 blue mana or whatever, you know? Shit like that.
Yeah. Ash Barons, Mistress Factory.
Which I don't care about.
Yada, yada.
Ash Barons is cool because it is pretty pricey and... I've even thought about selling mine because I play it in Commander, but it's like, this thing's worth like $8, you know, like just get it out of here.
Really?
It that bad.
What?
For a common, yeah. Jeez. But it's printed in Commander.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I wonder.
And it's like really, it's perfect mana fixing, you know what I mean? Just turn late, but you can just play it the turn you need it, or you can just like cycle it for whatever basic land you want for the low, low price of 1 mana. There's not a lot out there that does. Well, there's nothing out there that does exactly what that does. That's why. Not exactly.
These are kind of boring filter lands, whatever.
Filter lands, though, are pricey.
I mean...
They're all over $20.
They're good for, like, Commander. Really, they're all over $20.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And, well, if you wanted to play, say, like, Phyrexian Obliterator in a deck that also splashed one other color, you know, lightly. It was, like, really heavy black.
Yeah.
But you can go ahead and turn your whatever... source into double black. So like shit like that has a really specific need, they're dope.
Yeah.
But they don't see a lot of play. I think they were only printed once is the reason why they're so expensive. But some of them are like $30. So, you know, that's good for some people. But I mean, we're just playing shocks and fetches. And even still, if anything, I'll play fast lands and buddy lands in modern. I don't really go out of the realm of those two. I just play like that. And that's pretty much it, depending on what it is. Like,
I think the buddy lands are like overlooked.
Well, I always play at least a copy of something in there for sure.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, the fast lands I think are the fucking shit. You know, for my zombie deck, just playing 4 of those.
Oh yeah.
Just 4, you know, turns 1 through 3 dual lands, great.
Yeah, I mean the set looks cool. Just kind of a hodgepodge of stuff. It's cool they have the old school Nicol Bolas.
I'm not buying a box though, dude.
Yeah, I'm not buying a box either. I think
just like Iconic, I'm like, I'll just get 4 Thoughtseize, right, and call it a day.
Yeah, I'll just buy the singles. Like I bought the three Glimpse of the Unthinkables. I was just like, that's really all I need. Sure, I want more cards, but all I really need is those glimpses.
glimpses. Where are you at with Modern right now? What the hell, dude?
Dude, you got, like, no complete decks. I have all the complete decks.
None of them.
I have Burn. I got 8-Rack. I got the Rock.
Does 8-Rack, are you done building it? You have all the card pieces you need. You have no proxies in there whatsoever?
No. That's what I'm saying. I need one more Liliana.
That's what I'm saying. You got Bobs in there? No.
Yeah.
Four Bobs?
You good? I just need one Liliana and then to fix the sideboard. Which
Burn, of course, you have done, right? You
don't burn,
have
any... Burn's completely done.
And then what else? You have, and then, but Mill you don't have done.
No, the Mill's not even close to being done. I mean, I have a lot of the pieces. I just haven't, like, collected them all together in one space.
I foiled out my zombie deck.
Nice.
In Modern this week. There's probably in my mailbox right now. I have no idea.
You just finished it out?
Yeah, I didn't get foil for everything, but I mean, I got foil for like half.
Foiled out, a.k.a. not foiled out, a.k.a. that's really what I'm working on. Like, I've been, you know, ever since the wedding and the honeymoon and guns, I've kind of, not like lost wood for Magic, but like... You know, just my attention's been drawn elsewhere.
It's fine, dude.
You know, and then that's totally
cool. It's healthy, bro.
But I'm still 100% obsessed with foiling out my zombie deck. Which, that thing is so... I never thought that the zombies would be so fucking broken, but there's like a million infinite combos in that deck that I did not foresee.
How come you lose to my shit still then, bro?
Come, dude. Because you cheat with your coalition relic.
I know. That's it, dude. The end. No, you did win that one game we played like last week or whatever. But even when you had the combo assembled, I'm like, you misplayed. And I was like, that just means I win.
Yeah, and it's not a good one-on-one deck very much. It's better multi-play hair.
Word. I think I'm going to bring back Mono Red Artifacts. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Do it, dude. Do it. We all need one, like... kind of a dick EDH deck.
Cascade.
That's not really a dick deck.
You don't
think so? It's just good. It's really good.
You don't think,
like,
it's a dick deck with me being able to reuse my graveyard whenever I fucking want and always have counters, like,
no
matter what?
We can all put those cards in there, you know what I mean?
We can all put any cards we want to in our decks.
I'm just saying
that's what
building
a deck is.
I'm just saying that, like, that's not specific. It's just a gathering of good cards, you know?
Okay. You want me to build, like, a really, like, a competitive deck? Is that what you're saying? You're saying, like, I need to have Blood Moon?
I'm saying, yeah, build more of a competitive-ish deck. Not, like, the most... Like a 90% EDH.
Can I have a combo in it? Can I have, like, a lock you out combo? Like, I have three cards and it just fucking locks you out of the game?
Like, you win on the spot?
Yeah.
No.
What's the point then?
That's lame.
Well, then I already have that deck. And that deck, that without the combo, is my Cascade deck. Because it has no combos, but it...
Horrible deck.
When you tap your lands, they don't untap. And I bounce all your stuff. And then I counter all your stuff. All that shit. All my shit taps for double.
You know what? You know what? I just hear Jersey complaining right now. So and Crow just complaining. I hit the fucking car. the Thrinax or...
The Praetor or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. The green dude. Oh, that card's good.
Well, I love just Cyclonic Rifting and then Force of Willing and then being like, Seasons Past, get all this shit back. Like, yeah. Go ahead, I'm going to go ahead and attack you a bunch. Your shit doesn't untap, so like I get an extra turn. I'm going to keep attacking you and then... If you do want to play something that's really going to affect me, I'm just going to counter it, and then I'm going to go ahead and get it back again with Noxious Revival, and then whatever. Like, I don't even care. Go ahead. Like, go crazy. I don't care. Fucking, I love it.
Yeah.
But there's no combo.
Yeah, no combo.
It's just frustrating. But that deck's kind of torn apart a little bit. I have, like, 10 cards out of it because of my Vampires, like, fun tribal one, which is not very powerful, but it's fun.
Yeah. So I want to start building a play group, if you will. People always talk about play groups, and I want to get like our own clique.
Okay, going. So like some of our listeners from San Diego.
Some of our listeners, some of our friends. I think Song Crow's out of magic now.
You know I'm into this, right? You know I'm already... Yeah, like, yeah. You don't have to ask me. I'm already... Whatever you say...
Yeah.
As far as, like, meet me at this time, I'm like, yeah, as long as I'm not working. My chick don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. She's down with it.
Hopefully, I will be... I'm trying my hardest to work Saturday morning.
Yeah,
now.
We could just have every Saturday be like, as long as it's... We're not, like, leaving the city, I'm going to be here...
Yeah.
Drafting...
So,
and jerking off in your bathroom in turns.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, hopefully I'll be a person again and be able to do things during the day and evening instead of be relegated to this this vampire life. But yeah, I totally want to do it. You know, to one of my coworkers and one of my buddies. You know, we already talked about the Dragon Man Brian and one of my coworkers Tyler. He's like. Wanting to hang out, wanting to play Magic, wanting to come on the cast.
Yep.
He's a funny individual. So, I mean...
Yeah, we got Stalker, and we got Grobot.
Yeah, we got the Grobot, and we got Corey Neese. So, I mean, we're getting a collection of individuals who are coming from all walks of life. But, you know...
But really, they're all just white people.
But... Well, Tyler's half white.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, all different backgrounds and all different areas of the world.
But really, they're just from San Diego and they're all just basic white people.
You're not letting me paint this picture, and it's really upsetting me.
I can't. Okay, go.
So they're all...
Stupid.
And they're all congregating... On the If Lands Could Kill. We are the centerpiece that is bringing it all together.
I can even bust out our 3-foot by 3-foot playmat.
I know. And we could actually play our cube like it's meant to be played.
Yes.
That's just
And then we can make another
there.
Cube.
And then we can make another cube.
We can
cube.
Make an iconic, eternal, and Magic 25 cube. That would be...
And spend all the money.
Really?
You know, we still
okay.
have packs of fucking...
We have one more draft left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can't get the three homies together.
Yeah.
Fucking Crow says, I'm on my way at, what, 10? 9:50, 9:40, 9:30?
It is 12:27.
And it was like
9:30. Right now. And he was like, at 9:47, he said, starting to get moving myself.
Like an old man. Like sitting on his porch.
I just gotta get those, my old crickety bones. Yep.
And he's doing the little, like, oiling up his, like, joints, you know what I mean? Little
like,
motion.
Like Tin Man.
Like a Tin Man.
Yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't actually have that. He's just doing it like an old man joke.
Yeah. Well, he's like, pouring PBR, like, on his joints.
Oh, that's him right there.
Is it?
No, it's not. Okay. That's my check. Okay,
Jeez.
Never mind. Damn it. Oh, yeah. Good times.
So,
you have work today, yeah?
I do have work today.
You know that it's Reich's birthday party today.
It is, and I tried... See, this is why I want to be people again and do people things, is because I work the evenings and I can't do fun shit ever. So that's one of the big reasons. Man, I mean, I'm sure we have other magic stuff to talk about, but I have just been listening to the shit out of My Brother and Me.
Do you listen to the live stuff?
No, I do not.
Have you tried it? Or did you just follow advice?
I think I maybe tried one, but I mostly followed advice that it's less than.
It's, you know, they are themselves, but I mentioned you're relying on the audience for some of the content.
Right.
And no audience provides any fucking good content for a podcast. When podcasts do live shows, the audience isn't funny.
No, they think they're funny. And they think they're joining in, but they're just a fucking bunch of minas, which is a type of bird.
Correct.
Right. It's my new slang.
Meh. My Brother and Me, and then you have not listened to Adventure Zone yet?
I have not listened to Adventure Zone. I'm going back and listening to Cool Games, the first half of Cool Games Inc., because I felt like I listened to the later
half.
How
far are you in there?
I'm only like up to episode 4.
Okay. Still, though. Is it fine?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Good.
Good.
Because that's what started me off in this sort of riff cast genre of podcasting.
It was Cool Games Inc.
Cool Games Inc.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about it, and I was like, I listened to the first episode, I just didn't get it yet. I wasn't I wasn't sure what their point.
It's a little too
was.
Inside baseball, you know. Also, their jokes,
yeah,
like their sense of humor. You're like, man, I feel like it's gonna be rough. I feel like I have to listen to a bunch of episodes to really grasp like where their jokes are coming from.
Right, but once you understand like their style, then you're like, okay, we're good to go.
Fucking
so yeah, and then
geniuses though.
And then Mabim Bam, I've just been listening to the shit out of that.
Yeah, I listen to every episode, just as long as it's not live. But since I told you, I've listened to every episode that they put out.
I had a really good question for them, and now I don't remember what it is.
You gotta think of it and submit that.
Oh,
shit.
Here, I'll ask you.
I'll give you the answer.
Do you think that dogs think farts are funny?
I think
because I
would, dude. How about here's a better question to go along with that? Not a better question, a different question. Do dogs think anything is funny? Can a dog laugh? Does a dog look at another dog that is
like he felt
disabled? What if a dog's missing a leg? And it's like the dog has like a really, does it have like a sick sense of humor where it thinks that's funny? Or does one dog woof, woof, woof a bunch of bad jokes at a wedding? And then the other dogs are like, oh, that's so funny. And it's like, oh, that's the kind of dog humor that this dog can do. Like, are your dogs basic dogs? Or are your dogs like George Carlin fucking dogs?
The reason I asked this is because earlier today, I was turning on the heater. And I was bending down. And like, my bulldog was right next to me because she always like wants to inspect like what I'm doing with the heater. And so she's like right next to me, and I'm bending down, and let me preface this, I'm naked. I'm about to hop in the shower.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, I want to turn on the heater so it's nice and toasty when I get out of the shower. And so I'm just naked, squatting down. My bulldog's right next to me. I fart, and it's because of the angle of the dangle, it was just like a beep, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
And I look over, and for some reason, I just expect my dog to be laughing, you know? Like, just like, ha-ha. Good one.
They have people you can talk to about this.
Yeah.
You know, you can see a shrink or something like that.
But I imagine, you know, that they would think farts are funny. Or, like, more than likely, because it's rare to hear a dog fart, you know? They let one go, and then are they just, like, sitting back going, I can't wait till he smells it. This is a bad one.
Stupid. Here's a question.
Yeah.
How do blind people know if they're gay or not?
I mean,
you have to like touch someone's face or whatever, which I get that you're going to know like what a face is and anatomy and all that stuff. But like, how do you know if you're gay or not?
I mean, if we're looking at this esoterically, I mean, a hole is just a hole. You know what I mean? And
so they're all bi.
And if something feels good, it feels good. And it's not till our pre-programmed societal brain really catches on to what's happening. Oh, that's taboo. That's not good.
So it's like the same in that way.
I mean,
but how do you know what like gets you aroused?
I think it's just touch. So like,
but how do you touch like?
So you
a
could
man or woman?
They could be like touching like a horse and not really know, and then get aroused because it's just a warm hole. So if you think about it, blind people are like the biggest perverts out there.
Because they just think that everything is...
They're just
attracted to everything.
They're fucking holes left and right.
Warm-blooded.
Willy-nilly.
Just whatever.
Yeah. Stay away from my dog.
Hmm.
You blindy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, is this Braille? Oh, yeah. Those bumps are really getting me going. Hey, you know...
Like, I think smell might be part of it, too.
Smell's probably right? Part of it.
Probably. Maybe you're just like, you smell a dude and you're like, nah. Or maybe you're like, yeah. And then you smell a chick and you smell a perfume and you're like, oh, got it. That's better. Or you go smell the perfume and you go like, I just like the natural BO smell. I don't want like
fake smell. Well, you know how like, you know, like you haven't taken a shower in like 24 hours.
Right.
And your balls.
Never happened before, but go on.
Your balls don't like, they don't have a stench. But there is a slight, sweet tang in the air. You know, just a little like...
My balls smell like baking ingredients.
It smells like Martha Stewart's cupboard.
Yeah, that's what it smells like. It's like, is it flour that I'm smelling? Or is it like baking soda? Is it like...
Is this paprika?
Is it like vinegar? Like, I'm not really sure... But, like, I think all those things together to make, like, some kind of baked good, not thrown in the oven yet. I'm pretty sure that's what my balls smell like.
Am I in home ec class?
I think so. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. Mom?
No, are you here? Not mom.
Are you here baking goods for me?
Because my balls, I haven't taken a shower in a while, and I'm just confused if it's the kitchen or me.
Right.
So.
Well, that's always an interesting scenario when you're so... Your balls smell so, they're so impressively smelly that you're not sure if it's actually your balls.
You know what's gnarly is when you can touch your balls with your hand and then smell your hand and you smell your balls. You're like, how the fuck did I rub, how did it like cover my hand and actually like bring the smell up to my, I mean, you think it would, you'd pull your hand away and the smell would be gone.
No.
Like it would, but it, how did it stay on there? How did it bind with my hand so quickly?
I mean, in the cartoon. Because
they're not like wet.
No, they're not.
So
but
how, what moisture am I even getting from there? I don't get it.
If I were to put my smell-o-vision glasses on, I would see a green, foggy area in your nether regions. And then I would see the hand go down there, hand come up. Now there's a green, foggy mist around your hand.
But how?
I mean, that's not, scientists have been asking those questions for years.
Because they're not moist. Like, if I were over my armpit and I was a little sweaty, yeah, because, like, there's liquid there. My balls don't, like, sweat like that. You know? I don't get it.
It's...
Do balls sweat? Or do, like, just the thighs next to it sweat and it just, like, kind of makes a swampy marsh?
So, I don't know why, but I'm always, like, the educator of... male genitalia.
So balls do sweat.
To my wife's friends.
Balls don't sweat.
Balls do sweat.
Balls sweat. There's sweat glands in my scrotum skin.
More than likely, the gulches next to, on either side
of
the balls.
That's not your testicles, though. Your testicles end there.
Right, right, right.
So now you're turning into just regular ass, you know, skin. Epidermis at that point, you know.
I mean, it's all epidermis.
No.
To you.
No, it's not.
To blind people.
To blind people, yes. That's where I was hoping the joke would go. I was trying to get right in there.
For some reason, I'm always the educator of my wife's friends. Always have these really, like, fucked up notions of, like, how male genitalia works.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm always the one, and then they'll turn to me and be like, so how does it work? And then I whip it out and I'm like, well, see, feels really good when you do it. No. So my wife's friend recently, for some reason I mentioned balls, and then she's like, aren't like balls, they're like always sweaty, right? Like, not joke. Like,
yours are?
No. She was asking, like, all balls are always sweaty. Like, no matter what you're doing, they're always moist.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like...
It's like a vagina on the inside is like... It's always got something going on.
Right, yeah.
It's never, like, dry the whole way through.
Yeah, there's always...
It doesn't mean it's, like, reaching the surface or nothing like that. But, I mean, like, you gotta figure that there, it's only healthy that there's, like...
Yeah.
It's clammy at all times.
If it's dust-ridden, then you might want to see a physician.
Yeah, absolutely.
You might want to go see a doctor. So, yeah, she thought that balls were just sweaty all the time. That's just how they're made.
And you had to pull them out.
And I had to pull them out and be like, these are smooth, dry balls.
Yeah.
Speaking of balls, I'm getting my balls waxed for free tomorrow.
From a place?
From a place.
From a person?
From a place.
Person at the place.
The person at the place.
How come? They screwed up so bad and last time they like have to give you a freebie.
Did I talk about it in the cast? I'm not sure I talked about it in the cast.
I don't know, maybe.
So before my wedding and the honeymoon, I went to get my balls waxed, for free because it was like, oh, it's a training. We got to train.
Oh
yeah.
People. Yeah. I remember this.
And that, well, I know I told you, I'm not sure if I talked about it on the cast.
Just bring it up, dude.
Anyways.
Spit it out.
And there's like,
suck on it.
Just try it out.
Smell it.
The trainer was in there. There's like four people in there. Which I don't care. I have no shame anymore. So the girl immediately put like the wax way too high because I was like, shaft down, everything's gone. Yes. Shaft up is staying because yes. it just looks weird.
Right.
Like
you're not going to be on camera anytime soon.
Yeah, exactly. So she, I guess, had just got done watching like the Brazilian wax for the woman, which starts way up high on the side. So she immediately puts it down. And then like once, for the most part, once you put hot wax down on hair, that hair's coming up.
Yes.
And so I was just like, I felt it and I was like, that feels too high.
So you went for the landing strip.
So what I had to go with,
or the V,
was an upside down triangle because she had to even it out on
Triforce,
the other side.
Yeah.
So it was upside down Triforce on the top of my dick.
Yeah.
And
it's
I
like
had
an arrow pointing down.
I had to take that on my honeymoon with me.
It's a dude. You could have your, what is it called? The happy trail. Even though we are way past that point.
Yeah.
But you could shave it so you have a happy trail.
And it could
then
be
it
an
ends
arrow.
With the arrow.
Yeah.
And it's like perfect. I bet it would be perfect.
I should have done that. Damn it.
Yes. It would have been so good.
So now,
your hair is so thick, it would be like perfect.
It would. And I could like lay down sexually on the side of a street and people would go, oh, detour this way. Detour to the sexy zone, apparently. So this company is training some more people.
Or it's to be like, I'm with stupid.
Yeah. I'm with tiny.
Yeah, I'm with tiny.
So this company is doing another training. And so this time I'm going to be like, because I was like nice about it. Because I was like, this is kind of fucked up. Like I thought I was getting a nice little touch up for the honeymoon. And now I got fucking tinky winky fucking above my caucus. And that's not good. Nobody
it's
likes
not
that.
Great.
So this time I'm going to be like, hey, last time you kind of fucked up on my stuffs, and you shouldn't fuck up this time. Even though it's free and it's just all trainees and stuff. So, I mean, you get what you pay for, and I'm not paying for nothing.
You're getting even better than that because you're getting something.
Yeah.
Something,
it's just
not the highest quality, but something.
And it doesn't even hurt. People think it hurts, you know, I haven't done it. It doesn't even fucking nothing.
But I'm down with a razor. Like, razors to me are, like, super easy. It takes, like, a minute.
Yeah, I'm down with the razor, but then, like, I'm not down with doing it every day.
No, I don't do it every day anyways.
But then if you do it every, like, once a week,
no,
then, like,
but in between there, like, every 3 days, every 4 days. Because once I feel anything,
yeah,
then I have to shave it. But that's usually, like, 4 days in. Like, I imagine women's legs kind of similar, where, like, you can do it every day if for some reason you're, like, there's a reason to, like, you're going to the beach every fucking day or something like that. But if it's, like, normal life stuff, once you get a little bit of itch, like, all right, obviously I need to get back in there, you know what I mean? But that's, like, every 3-4 days for me.
Yeah, I'm just too lazy for that. Like, I would do it, but then, like, I'll wake up late, and I'll be like, man, I just gotta hurry and get to wherever I'm going. And then there's, like, a disgruntled porcupine in my pants. Little baby Ewok who's just sprouting hairs. So, there was a Magic Online championship series
thing? I don't care about that at all.
Are you sure?
I mean, did who won? Like, what is the top eight, like, amazing?
I mean, it was...
It was all Jund.
It's something.
Go on. You want me to buy time?
I'm about to sneeze.
Get it. Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
And I'm also buying time by pretending I have to sneeze. So.
You're killing me, dude.
It's going on today, I believe.
Which today is what? The 3rd? March 3rd, I believe?
Because it's telling me
that your internet connection sucks.
Dude, I just got a new Wi-Fi. It should
no
be amazing.
Wait.
Well, it's because you're not connected to it, you jackass.
I didn't say that. I'm saying right now. I'm not looking at my phone, Dick.
Oh.
I'm referencing what's happening in this moment.
Oh.
Not just an umbrella quote, like fucking, oh yeah, this is just how it is.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's happening. Nerd. It's happening today with all happening Pacific Standard Time. Modern Challenge, Saturday at 8 a.m., Vintage Challenge, everyone's excited for that one. 10 a.m., 1v1 commander. Oh, man. I'm not going to get a boner for a week because I just said that out loud. That's at noon.
You going to watch that? You going to go for that? We can watch it right now. It's on right now.
You might as well be playing Canadian Highlander. Like, I just don't care even a little bit about 1v1 Commander. And then tomorrow...
I like playing it.
Legacy and Pauper. Pauper, actually, I might watch.
Yeah, we got to see what's going on with that. New cards and the like. Well, yeah. Not yet, but...
10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Interesting.
Pauper.
Interesting. Well, that's today, though, because today's Saturday.
Did I say Saturday? I meant Sunday, tomorrow.
We're good. We got it.
So before March work, 4th. I'll check it out a little bit.
Sounds good. So, hey, check us out. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
So, I've been working nights lately.
Right, hence the hectic recording schedule.
Yes, indeed. And 2 weeks ago, I think I talked about it with you. I'm pretty sure I did. We were in some trouble. We were in some hot water, the group that I'm with right now. My foreman instructed to one of the other guys there, the other journeyman there, to install things that were not up to code. We were doing a fire alarm system at UCSD, and it was not up to code. So anyways, he got in a bunch of hot water because of it, and he started arguing, like fighting it. Even though it's like, it's not up to code, like you're not to fight.
With the people who are enforcing
the
code.
With the inspector, right. Yeah. And the inspector was going to give us a little bit, my understanding, he was going to give us a little bit of leeway. And because of the fighting, it's like, well, obviously now, because you're being an asshole, I'm just taking all that leeway away and you guys got to do it all. Like, right. I'm over it, you know? And besides that, I got brought in during this whole debacle, whatever, to... speed up the process because now we had to do like extra work. We had to go back to our previously done work and redo it.
Right.
So I got brought in like, hey, we just need you here for a little bit because we need you to just like, you know, help these guys fix their problem. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I go in there and a week later, they're like, yo, we think that the foreman might get kicked off the job because it's like they're not having a good time with them. And this job is like very important.
They might kick you off
the job? Kick him off the job. Okay. My foreman. They might kick him off the job because this job's like important. We need to look really good because it'll get us a lot more work in the future with UCSD, which is like really important because they have,
right.
Just like the tech companies and the pharmaceutical companies, the schools out here, the universities have a shit ton of money.
And they're always looking to get work done.
Always. Like, it's a constant thing. There's never a break. There's always construction, no matter what, going on in these places. And so, anyways, that whole thing goes down. I hear about it. I go, okay, yeah. And then I get a call the day after we recorded our last episode. And they're like, hey, I haven't made my superintendent, the guy in the office, is like, hey, we haven't made the decision quite yet, but, like, we're pretty much going to kick him off the job. Do you want to be a foreman and take over the job? And I'm like, well, obviously, yes.
Ah.
But I also would like to put my 2 cents in and just say, like, the job is nearly over. You should probably just keep them and just get through the job. But that's just my opinion without knowing, like, all the details. So, like, right. I just said, I'm trying to stick for him a little bit. Like, you know, he made a mistake. It's pretty stupid. I agree. But, like, I don't want this guy just to be, like, fired. And he didn't get fired. But the next morning, he's like, hey, you're it. Like, we're kicking him off. And so you're taking over. And so this is the first time ever that I'm actually a foreman, ever. Right. And it's been like, I've been like an electrician for like 11 years. And I've been running work here and there. I've had a laptop, I've had a phone, I've had a truck, these things previous. But I've never had the pay and the actual title.
Right.
Ever. So now, finally, for the past 2 weeks, I have the title and the pay and whatever.
The authority. And you're just
the whole thing.
Milking it, abusing the shit out of it.
Absolutely not. So this is my experience in the first 2 weeks. So part of the issues with being a boss man is you got to deal with your people, right?
Right.
And I talked about the shit paper, remember that? Or the blood paper?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So this same guy, homies, is like, does not want to show up. It's a night job. It's kind of hard to find people that like are really interested in doing this shit. You
right.
know what I mean? And it makes people have an easier time saying I'm going to be sick or something like that. Like people are just too tired. They just they're not inspired. They don't want to show up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So homie just does not fucking want to show up. And he had his birthday this week, whatever, earlier this week, and he's like, hey, tomorrow, like, my chick wants to do something special for me, like, can I take the day off? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine, but, like, it'd be cool if you told me, like, a week ago, or, like, not just tell me, like, the next day or whatever.
Right.
And then the day after that, or the day of his birthday, he messages me, and he's like, hey, dude, like, the day after where he actually's going to show up to work, he's like, hey, I'm going to be late, dude. I feel like shit. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, I'm so hungover from last night, whatever. And I'm like,
wow.
So he's like, I'm going to take a nap real quick, whatever. And I'm like, I feel sick. I'll be in like a little bit later. And I get a call like, you know, 2 hours later. He's like, I'm just not coming in. I'm like, so you just like took 2 days off, you know, straight up.
Well,
because I let him off early the night before his birthday after only working 6 hours because they were going to go to Six Flags for his birthday. So I let him off 2 hours early, then a day off for his birthday, which is already, like, pissing me off. Because I get it, but at the same time, just, like, let me know ahead of time so I can, like, change the schedule around.
Yeah.
It's boss shit, you know? And then the next day, okay, I'm going to be late. And I'm like, oh, dude, this is frustrating. And then he's like, oh, I'm not going to come in. And I had to have a talk with him on the phone. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
To admit to your boss that you're not going to come in
Yes. Because
you decided to drink
Yes. Too
much?
Yes.
I mean, not even if I was still drinking, I would think this was like horribly unprofessional, and it'd probably be something I would be doing.
With a job, not a career.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's a journeyman, 5 years of school. You know what I mean? This guy is.
You know what? Let me just
getting paid a lot of fucking money to do this.
Let me just create a bad name for myself in this industry of my choices make it so I don't come to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is. Fucking stupid.
Yeah, so there's that.
So you got a little trash man on him,
I
right?
got a little trash man on him.
Okay.
He apologized heavily and feels really bad, says he's not going to miss another hour, this and that. I'm not quite at the point of like talking to my bosses about it yet because this is my first gig. I'm not here to just, okay, we threw him this position and now he just is having issues right away.
Right,
and
you want to be able to handle it yourself.
Yes, so we're taking care of it. You know, I'm trying to take care of it. But there's that going on and a guy's work is, like, not that good. Like, he's getting stuff done in, like, a reasonable time when he is there. You know, when he fucking shows up. But the quality of stuff is not great. Like, I remember going to this area that he's working in. It was a stairway. And, like, you know, in a stairway in a building, there's usually, like, fire alarm sprinkler pipes that are, like, those big 4-inch huge black pipes that run, like, vertically
right.
up the stairs. And they have, like, little boxes on the wall and little whatever valves and shit like that, you know, it's what you see in a stairway. It's usually pretty empty,
right?
But there's always like something on the wall, maybe just lights and stuff.
Yeah. It's not like ugly taking up space, but
no,
it's just like
something in the corner.
Of course you're going to put it in the stairwell Yeah. And not like in the main building.
Exactly. So you have like that and we have some equipment going in there, like some boxes, some terminal cabinets, you want to call them. And he gets all the work done and like he didn't even like wipe down like the dust from like when he was like drilling and stuff into the brick and the concrete.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, but you didn't like there's like Sharpie lines on like the pipe, like on the exposed pipe that like he has Sharpie lines because you use like a pencil or a Sharpie or something to mark out where you're going to bend the pipe because you
Right.
have to bend stuff to get around corners or whatnot.
Right.
And I'm like, but you didn't like wipe it off or you didn't use a pencil. You didn't like think about it at all. And then you didn't, like, wipe down your work. And then he has to, like, do fire caulking on all the penetrations that you do. And the fire caulking was, like, really messy. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this guy is – he's thinking this is, like, up in a ceiling where no one's going to see it. But it's, like, right there where someone's going to see it. It's, like, eye level.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is really fucking frustrating. That's, like, what being – now that I'm, like, the foreman, I'm the one that has to take the slack because I'm the one showing off his work to the inspector when he comes in next
Right.
week. And I have to be like, yeah, this is our work or whatever. I'm super proud of it, you know, like, great.
Yeah.
I had to figure out how to – I'm going to get acetone, remove the fucking Sharpie. I had to go back and clean up the fucking fire cock when he was at home, you know, watching TV or whatever the fuck.
Right.
So anyways, we get all past that. Frustrating times. Then now I'm dealing with all this other shit where I am – having to do a lot of material orders and like parts and pieces and yada yada. And because the night job shit gets delivered in the day, I'm fucking sleeping.
Right.
And I get calls at like 6:30 in the morning while I'm, you know, middle sleep. I get home at like 2 and drivers are like, hey, I'm at your job. I need to figure out where the site's at or whatever. And I go, okay. And I'm like, you know, waking up and my chick is like getting woken up from me being on the phone. And this happens
Right.
like every fucking day at 6:30, like on the nose. And 2 days ago, homie could not find where it was. I'm telling exactly directions. I got the work phone, the iPhone. I dropped him a fucking pin, which I've never done before. Dropped him a pin. I'm like helping, trying to help him in any way possible. And my girlfriend's like, what the fuck is going, like, what is up with this guy? I'm like, I don't know. He says he's a new driver. He cannot figure out. And he's telling me, like, yeah, I'm at this parking lot, 670. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck that is. I have no idea these landmarks are telling me. Yeah, I'm near this math and science building. Dude, it's a big fucking university. I got no idea where that's at.
I'm not taking classes there. I don't fucking know.
I'm in my fucking boxers right now. I'm not going to like go on the internet right now and go look for you. Like, you need to figure it out. I dropped a fucking pin. I gave you like literally an address. I even told you like the parking lot, like where it's at. Like the parking lot is this number parking lot. Figure it the fuck out. He can't figure it out. His boss calls me asking for directions. And I tell him the directions. Boss is like, sounds simple to me. I'm like, I think so too. And then I don't get a call back. And then like 6 hours later, I get a call from the boss and he tried to drop it off.
Wow.
So the guy like brought the delivery truck, the whole flatbed, the whole thing, trying to drop off some stuff. Couldn't figure it out. Had to drive back. And then his boss had to take like probably his personal vehicle on the way home from work and drop this fucking thing off. Like, people are ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
People are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
So I'm having to just, it's not nothing too crazy, but it's just like frustrating, dude. So fucking stupid dealing with people and shit like that. But
oh yeah.
Well, we're good. Like, life is good still. The job is like, we're definitely like outside of our hours and budget. Like, we're definitely losing money on the job, but it's okay as long as we can get extra work in the future to make up for it.
That's right. As long as this job looks good and they're satisfied, then you can make.
They'll take the loss and be like, whatever, we're a huge company. Like, we'll take the loss, but if this job can get us another 5 years of fucking work, like,
exactly,
we're all green, you know? So, but goddamn, dude.
People are just fucking stupid. Like, at my job, it's very laid back. Like, the complete opposite of your job.
Right.
We are trying to get another certification just to make us look more impressive for the insurance companies and stuff like that. And, you know, just people in general who want to...
In general, yeah.
Just, yeah, more money. So we're, you know, having to do a bunch of trainings and constantly getting just texts and emails from my direct higher up about like remembering to be professional, because, you know, working in the drug and rehab field, you know, you tend to joke around. And, you know, I'm not like a counselor, so I'm not like running groups. I'm totally not a counselor. So I'm like the least professional position in the company, you know, but I still have to maintain some sort of professionality. So, and I would so get in trouble if they found out me talking about this on the podcast, but whatever.
Just be light. Like, don't use specific names and this and
that.
Well,
I'm not going to say... I've never said
the
name.
Tell me last names first.
Yeah.
Socials.
Here's a picture of the guy. So we get a text, and it says, you know, hey, guys, please be mindful of, like, any joking around that has to do with, like, sex or, like, homophobic stuff or this and this. And I'm, like, thinking in my head, like...
What
crap
happened?
Dude, like, I kind of make, like,
you're like, that's the only jokes I have.
Yeah, I kind of make inappropriate jokes, not like all the time. And especially at that job, you have to be very aware of your audience.
You're like, I have to just like move on to like Native American and like Jewish jokes. Like, is that really where I'm at now? I got nothing left.
Well, we're on the reservation, so we have to be careful about the Native American
like
stuff.
Nothing, dude.
I know.
Jew owner? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Gosh. So airplane food's weird.
Yeah, dude.
So I'm like, man, maybe like somebody said something that I said. And then the next sentence is also, you know, be professional when doing the urine analysis tests, the pee tests. And I was like, okay, I know exactly who this text is about. It's about my coworker who he's very, he's kind of a pain in the ass, but he's very proficient at like paperwork and making sure everything's in order and uniform and like just nails it in that regard.
We got some of those. I know what that is.
But like his social skills are not the best. They need some work.
Yep.
But for some reason he always just loves to joke around when doing the pee tests. And I'm like, you know, I might make like a very light comment or something like, you know, it's nobody likes to pee in front of somebody else, you know, but we have to do it to test for drugs and stuff. So I always turn on the water for the guy, and I'm like, here, let me sing you the song of my people, and then I turn on the water. Not a very good joke, but, you know, kind of maybe, hopefully, cuts the tension, and whatever.
You gotta say something a lot of times. If it's, you can read in the room that it's, like, just he's a little too uncomfortable.
And it's mostly for the new guys, and, like, the other guys know me and whatever, so it's not weird. so anyways, the next day, I find out why that text message got sent out. It's because sometimes the residents, they'll want to joke around, you know, in that situation to cut the tension. Like, I think I told you before, there was a guy who was there a while ago, and he had one ball.
Yeah.
And he would take the cup that he was supposed to pee in, okay. He would stick his one... he would stick his one ball and dick in the cup, because when you have one ball, it can fit. And then he would turn around, and it's all smashed up in the cup. And he'd be like, am I doing it right?
He did it multiple times,
and it was just funny every time.
Oh, I bet.
It was just all smushed up like chicken parts in there.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. I was exactly going to be like, yeah, butcher shop, here it is.
So it was funny. And, like, you know, you don't do it when the bosses are around, but, you know, you know the time and the place. So this guy, one of the residents came in, and when he went to go do the pee test, you know, they have to do it with the stall door open so we can, you know, see if they're trying to use fake pee or something. So this guy just pulls his pants all the way down to his ankles.
Yes.
You know, third grade.
Yeah.
Ha ha, funny.
Misdemeanor.
And so my coworker, I wasn't there. I don't know the logistics of what happened, but they were joking around, and then my... So dumb. My coworker bent down and blew on this guy's butt.
Oh my god.
Like, really? Like, way too close. Like, not from me to you.
He's like a little tickle. He wanted to, like, tickle the little peach fuzz on his bum.
Like, not from me to you, like from me to this mic close.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel it.
And I guess
just a little breeze away.
Somebody
dude.
Walked in, like right in the middle.
The rusty trombone, dude. Go for it.
I don't know if it's a resident, and they're just like, they just like walked out, or whether it was like a counselor or something.
How did you not start the episode with this? This is fucking awesome. Oh my god.
And so, oh man.
Jesus.
So that text went from, oh man, maybe I said something fucked up, to like, whew, okay. I'm sure that guy did something.
Oh my
come to find
god,
out, yeah.
That's so
don't blow
funny.
On the high knees.
Don't blow on your fucking. Oh my goodness, dude. Just don't blow on residents' asses, bro. That's just what you don't do.
It's real simple.
Holy shit, my friend. That is amazing.
So it's like, you know, you just need to be aware of what you're doing, you know? Anyways.
Oh, God. I think we've all had that as, like, teenagers where you do something and instantly you're like, whoa, that was probably stupid. Like, it's funny in my head, but I acted too quickly on it and that was it. I just don't know if that's one of them. It's a little too past what I think
like,
I've done before.
So that's something that I would do, like, not at work. You know, like, whatever, haha, funny, kind of close to the gay line, you know, like, haha. But, like, at work? Like, that is not – that's not even something that pops in
my
head.
You know what I did? This is what I'm thinking of. I made a miscarriage joke in front of a couple that had a new baby. And it was one of those – I swear to God, if you were there, it was a good joke. Like, it was well thought out in that 5 seconds I came up with it. But in my head, I'm like – damn it, you idiot. Like, why would you do this right now? But the baby talk was just going off so much. And then I was talking about my girlfriend, about why we haven't had a kid and this whole thing. And it was really funny to me. And then I was like, oh my God, I am not with my cast. Like, fuck. Remember that time you almost did the AIDS joke?
Yeah.
Like the AIDS joke. In
I was just telling that story the other day.
Fuck, dude.
I tell that story a lot.
Man. This is one of the reasons I love that Tom Segura podcast is because... Like, you're just allowed to say whatever you want. And it makes me feel better when I hear people that are like successful that are still saying the things that I want to say.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, no hate to anybody. Like, I don't, any jokes I make on this program, like, I swear to God, I'm like a nice person. I just say bad things. But like, I don't have anything malicious intent for anything.
Right.
I go home and jerk off, watch TV like the Rex guy. I don't do anything else. I'm not doing anything insulting to random people. I'm like super kind. Like nothing in public. There's nothing going on at all, ever. In coworkers, professional setting, I've never like raised my voice at anybody. Like it's just, but nothing for, I mean is like this.
But for the sake of a joke, yeah, you'll say what needs
anything.
To be said.
I'll say anything for a joke.
Yeah.
Because it's, to me, even though I know, I got to understand that not everybody thinks the way I do, but just, there's just nothing sacred, you know what I mean?
Well,
I just love it all.
Also, like, that's, I think that's why our group of friends got along so well, is like, we take it for granted that we know nothing we say is to be taken seriously, so we know there's no, like, malicious intent behind it.
As long as it's funny.
Yeah.
If you say something, like, hurtful... But you thought it was funny, but you just, the quality of the joke wasn't there. You're just like, ah, I'm kind of bummed now, but.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare.
I mean, we've all missed the mark.
We've all missed the mark.
And we've all heard So and Crow tell jokes.
Oh, man. And, I tell you, that first time I brought him out to meet people.
Was a nightmare.
Like, introducing him to, like, friends and friends of friends at, like, an dinner / bonfire. Fucking nightmare, man. He knows it now. But yeah. I mean, I don't know how much he can grasp that, like, he was making mistakes where people were like scared of him. Legitimately, like, I don't want to be walking next to this guy. Like, he is just too aggressive.
Loose cannon.
He's such a loose cannon. He's gonna like touch me and do like think something that's funny. He's gonna like fucking grab my shoulders and move me around or something stupid or slap me in the ass or. Like, just shit that is, like, not reading the room at all. Enough where we had the thing about, like, yo, you can't come to this party that I'm throwing. Because, like, I can't have that happen again. That was, like, so... You're a good guy. You mean well. But, like, you got to read the room better, bro. You are freaking me out. You're freaking people out.
So, that's...
That's early So and Crow.
Yeah, yeah.
Years ago.
So, I have social anxiety about mixing groups of friends. For that same exact reason.
Oh, man. Like,
because...
Dude, Joe Goodman, bro. He's very light. He's not, like, offensive. He's, like, pretty lighthearted, and he's a really good guy. But, like, his jokes are, like, he doesn't know what joke to say to what people. He just tells his jokes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this guy does not – he's not – I can already tell, and you should too, he's not going to be interested in your joke. I already can tell.
Yeah.
You know, so
– yeah, you definitely have to read the room and know, like, what to say when and how, and that's why it's always – weird to mix groups of friends because I can adapt, or, you know, both of us can adapt to different levels of humor or, like, social interaction.
That's why we have so many different groups of friends.
Yeah.
I'm an only child, so I'm forced into it. I have to be different friends with a bunch of people because only child, you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
You got no brothers, no fucking, nothing's brought to you. You have to go find it yourself.
Right. And so that's why when I bring in different groups of friends, I'm just like, fuck, like, Are these levels gonna match? Like with Mr. Dragon Brian Dragon,
the Dragon, that was good.
The Dragon Master,
that was no problem.
Yeah, he
Brian's cool.
He actually stepped up to our level. I was actually impressed. I was like, okay, well done. Well, you just slid in real easy, like.
You fingered it out, bro.
Yeah, and then so with Mr. Tyler, I think he's gonna fit in perfectly.
Yeah. And the other guy that I was gonna bring in, he's going to be perfect, but he will, he's leaving soon. He's leaving the state soon to, like, some other, like, Idaho or some shit like that.
Oh, man.
That's the problem, is that I would love to bring him in and have him be, like, full-time, like, you know, we're even talking about maybe adding a fourth member to the cast or something like that. Yeah. Or just redoing a third member of the cast. So, we're figuring that out, and it's like, you know, I don't know how we're going to do this, how to figure out the person, but also... Some of the candidates just, like, you just know that things are not going to, it's not going to work out. Not long term, at least, or something, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got the meat and taters right here.
Right here, baby. I mean? Right here, baby. And he's just some naked pea smell asparagus, dude.
Smelly pea asparagus.
Yeah.
Hey,
so I went and saw a cover band for Green Day and Metallica at this East County bar, like this super... Where we get the Uber over there and we pull into the parking lot and it's like a 7-Eleven and like check cashing place, and then a Jack in a Box or something like that, and then a bar. Like, not a good strip mall. The strip mall had,
are you
like,
talking about?
Not in Santee.
Okay.
No, farther east.
Gotcha.
And
even worse.
Yeah, even worse. And like, their sign was only half lit, you know? And it's like, fuck, dude. Bunch of people outside. Parking lot is just like more people in outside than there are inside, basically. Right.
People on the tailgates of their trucks.
Fucking
blaring
just,
Garth
we
Brooks.
Get out, and I'm wearing like my leather jacket. Like, not like my biker leather jacket, like a nice leather jacket.
Yeah.
Looking way out of place. Everyone's just wearing fucking bro desert dirt bike sweatshirts and shit like that. I'm like, oh God. My hair's like parted and shit. Like, oh God.
You,
fuck.
You left your Fox Sports.
I did.
Sweatshirt at home.
I was wearing pants, not shorts. That's not good.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Your Alpine.
Yeah.
Boots.
Alpine
were,
Stars.
Yeah.
So I go in there and right away, because I go to the bar and I have to like fight my way to get to the fucking bar to get a beer. And right away, there's these two drunk women, super drunk, like just eyes fucking rolled back. And they are fighting with each other. Like, they're raising their voice at each other. And then I'm right there. I'm like, I literally had to like, she had to push me out of the way to get to her friend kind of thing. I'm like right next to him.
Okay.
And it just gets escalated and escalated. And they're like, you know, fuck you, you fucking whore, you cunt, all this shit going crazy. Bartenders are like, okay, we need to get people over here. So they fucking get over there. And it's, they're not like, the bouncers there are not like super aggressive for some reason. You think they would be. Like, really, like, just, hey, I'm going to grab you. Like, we're out of here, you know?
Yeah.
They were trying to, like, talk it down or whatever, and people were just drunk, not giving a shit.
Right.
And I finally get the beers, and I'm like, we got to get the fuck away from this area. So we go to the other side of the bar, and band starts playing. Green Day is, like, man, the lead singer is, like, so tore up, dude. He looks like, he should be singing, like, some actual, like, rancid shit or something, because he's, like, so fucking dirty, grungy, like, he got all the, like, you know, he's done all the heroin marks on his arms and shit like that. Dude is just tore up. I'm like, oh my God. Doesn't even sound that good.
Right.
He didn't actually have the heroin marks, but you just get the idea of the skinny fucking person up there. You're like, oh Jesus.
He's got the shitty,
no
half-faded flame tattoos going up
like,
his arm.
No teeth, bro. Like, didn't do his hair. Like, oh my God. And we get through that, and it was okay. It wasn't anything special. And then, but the Metallica guys show up, and they look like pro. They look like they're good.
Yeah.
Just clean looking people and they like fit the part. You know what I mean? They look like they're people that they're playing for. Their guitars are super nice. Their equipment's super nice. I'm like, oh, this is going to be legit. When they start fucking playing, goddamn fight breaks out in the bar. Like a real fight. Like a five person.
Like a brawl.
Like a show stops. Like, you know, lead singer is just like, get these fucking people out of here. You know, are we shutting this thing down or what? Are we want us to leave? What the fuck's happening right now? That whole thing goes on. I'm like, this is such a... So East County. So just... This is...
So, ugh, I mean...
Pathetic,
I'm going to go ahead and say that this is your fault for going... I'm only guessing
agreed.
About the
area. This is
area.
Just every day
yeah.
for them.
Yeah, so it's your fault for really entering that
but
territory.
But the Metallica cover band was so fucking good, and all they did was play like Ride the Lightning and Kill 'Em All. Like, all the old, you know, fucking heavy, the
yeah,
hardcore
yeah, yeah.
metal shit
but,
was
I mean,
so good.
Like,
it was worth it.
Yeah, when you go, you have to expect that behavior.
Fuck, dude,
you know,
it was so bad, bro.
From those people.
People were just...
And when racist. I say those people, I mean the white trash fucking... Like I've said in the cast, yeah. like, I'm more fucking
dude.
Racist towards white people
me
than
too.
Any other fucking group
people were, like,
people.
Grabbing the mic... And like
trying to sing along.
Word. No, well, that a little bit too. But they, when the fight was going on, then other people would grab the mic and they were like, "Get the fuck out of here!" and all this stuff.
Oh
and,
God!
And it was just like so unprofessional. And the owner of the bar had to come out and he grabbed the mic and started talking to everybody. And I'm like, "Oh my God, this is like so awkward." Oh, just get on with it. Like, kick him out. Pretend like nothing ever happened. Like, don't give him the attention.
Yeah.
Move on. No, it's just bad. And then at the end of the night. We're ready to leave. I called the Uber or whatever. Some dude, I'm talking to my buddy that I brought him to the show or whatever. And homie's outside and he's overhearing us talk about some stuff. And he just like jumps into the conversation. He's like, yo, I know I'm just like eavesdropping, but I want to know like what you guys are talking about. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. I'm drunk, so I don't care. I'll talk to him. And I get through like a couple sentences. It's related to like sex stuff. And he's like, oh, I got something for you. And he pulls out his phone and he's just playing a video of his wife sucking his dick. like him, like naked, his ass, his dick, her naked, the whole thing. I'm like, check this shit out. And I'm like, man, this is so. I'm like, can I get a cigarette from you, bro? Like, I am so. This is this night, dude.
This is my once a year cigarette. Yeah.
I told the guy that I brought. I'm like, Corey's gonna be so mad, dude. That I'm having my. I haven't had a cigarette in like probably 7 years at this point, or 5 years. At this point. And this is like my time, and I got to have it with Corey, but I'm not here. He's not here, you know?
You know what? It's all good because I'm 2 weeks off of cigarettes, so I don't even like – I hate it when people like say that or like brag about it or like it's a big deal because usually I'm still smoking. I'm like, well, fuck you, you piece of shit. Go eat your vegan diet somewhere else.
Now you know what it feels like.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're funnier this cast too because it's probably because of that.
Oh, because the lack of smoking.
You're just a better
smoking person.
Just a better person.
Well,
now.
The toxins aren't holding the funny in. It was like entombing me, mm-hmm. Embalming me.
You got funnier after you quit booze. And now you're quitting cigarettes. Now you're almost peak funny.
Yeah.
You quit the vape?
I mean, I'm still rocking it for now.
If you quit the vape, you'll be like 10% more funny.
We might get a TV
and
show.
And then energy drinks?
Whew.
Energy drinks, we are doing late night. We're taking over Seth Meyers' spot. It's happening.
Well, that's
and
not hard.
You're going to be the host, and I'm going to be the guy, the bald guy with the little fucking circular purple glasses, and I'm going to be like spitting out that shit.
The,
I don't know the names.
The drummer?
Of
you're going to be the drummer
well,
in the
I'll
band?
I'll be the drummer, but I'll be have the mic there at
yeah,
all
exactly.
times ready for the little shit.
And then every once in a while, I'll turn to you, and then you just say like your one line, yeah. And everyone's like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming from the drummer.
Yeah, and then did you? And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's our show. Which I think we just need to do, even if you are still on this, the vape and the.
I mean, we should try.
It'd be really funny.
I could
do
see
like
it.
Our own, and just invite like high school kids to be in the audience, and just whoever, like
yeah.
whoever, just open call, just like flyers up around the neighborhood for a live taping,
yeah.
And we'll turn this garage into like a little stadium seated area with like 20 people, and then me and you will be on the other side of the garage and have our show.
That sounds great, dude. We can finally go to YouTube because, I mean, we did have a slight YouTube presence for a while with the cast, and then that fell off horribly. But YouTube...
I just realized that I don't really like making videos.
Yeah? You just... It's too time-consuming.
Like, I just don't like editing.
You like making them, but you don't like doing my side of it.
I can do it, but I'm like... But at least it's easier with a podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't really like it. It just takes a lot of time, and... I just wish we had, like, a tech-savvy person in our group left, you know, because we're, like, equally tech-savvy, which is, like, normal yeah. consumer-grade tech-savvy.
It's and, a perfect way of
yeah,
saying it.
Yeah, so I'm just hoping that, like, it would be nice to, like, do the content. I have more time for, like, coming up with the content and jokes and creating decks, whatever, but actually putting out a video takes, like, hours.
Well,
you know
I mean,
I don't want to fucking do that for every video.
If you're willing to kind of step it up, I know we make a lot of promises on this cast, but if you're willing to step it up, you know, I'd be willing to learn another video editing program because the one I used was fucking hot garbage. And we could do it because these days, everyone does their cast, it's like on YouTube, you know, with the video and everything and their dumb faces, which I don't fucking watch... cast on YouTube.
But
we
could
all.
Do it because we have a TV in here and we can have like the laptop hooked up to the TV.
And we could make it talk like a
yes.
like a
talk,
flat
talk,
pack.
A laptop talk. We could have that be hooked up there and like show cards and videos that we're fucking dealing with or whatever.
And
stupid shit like that.
We did try that a long time ago in here and the connection, the wireless connection wasn't that great. I just bought a very nice wireless router.
You already talked about that. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I'm saying that it will break through the walls of tyranny.
The firewalls of tyranny.
To allow us to bring our funny faces. Actually, I hate seeing the people's faces because I'm so used to just their voices. And then I make up some sort of body for them and
yeah.
face for them. And then I see it and then I'm like, no, you are not allowed to look like that.
Saffron Olive. You see him?
Yeah, I saw him before I heard his voice, so I was already in
the
know.
Did you see a video of him or just a picture?
Well, I mean, I have seen since video. Yeah,
okay.
His voice and his body don't
yeah.
match.
He's like 6'3".
He's a giant.
He's a giant, and like, I knew he had like long hair, but like, just didn't. I knew I was ready for something that, I knew I was ready for something I wasn't ready for, you know,
right.
ready for something that was going to be different, but I still was like, whoa.
And
weird, bro.
So, like, circling back to Mabim Bam, my brother and me, I was used to Griffin.
Those
McElroy's
guys look
voice.
Exactly like, to me at least, but, they look exactly like
well,
what
they,
I thought
they
would.
Sound. I hate the way they sound. Well, I got used to it now, but like the first couple episodes, I was like, I kind of hate these guys' voices. And that's coming
their
from
voices.
That's coming from someone who knows like the timbre of his own voice does not match my physical body looks.
You're pretty close.
I mean, it's close, but it's I definitely have the highest pitch of the group.
Yeah, well, me and Crow sound pretty similar. So, I went to the doctor's yesterday for a rectal trauma like normal every week. And the two receptionists that were there, while I'm like filling out paperwork, they're like, you know, talking to each other or whatever about me, I guess. I'm like, okay, cool. And so they go, hey, did anyone ever tell you that you sound like a celebrity? And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like, no, I don't think so. And they're like, we both think that you sound like Dane Cook. Can anyone out there, the cast world listening right now, do I really sound like Dane Cook? Like, mixed feelings, I guess. I don't know. Like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't fucking care, I guess. But that was funny, you know?
Like, if you...
And then I was like, I'm a car! Yeah, no.
Oil? Seatbelt.
Stupid jokes. Yeah, and I was like, fuck shoes, bro. Just fuck shoes. Yeah. In the office, I'm like, fuck shoes.
Yeah, if you kind of had, like, maybe a couple cups of coffee in you, and you started pacing back and forth and talking really loud...
I think it was more actually my voice, not necessarily the way I spoke.
Right. But I'm saying...
But if I did that...
The sound of the voice mixed with the...
Excitement.
The excitement.
I don't do enough hand gestures.
The personifications.
I don't do enough with my hands. My hands are on my lap right now. That's not Dane Cook style.
Okay, if it was my gestures and movements and your voice, we together can make a very shitty comedian. Shitty, overrated comedian.
Anyways, that was really funny.
Remember when Dane Cook was like cool for like 2 years?
So good, though. He was like the funniest. That album was the funniest fucking comedy album I ever heard. In 2003, 2004,
yeah,
when it came out. 2004, I think.
You know what? You know
God,
what?
I'm so funny, though.
I'm very ashamed. The first episode of the Carlos Mencia show, I was like, yeah, this is good. And then the second episode, and I'm like, oh.
I made a terrible
this
mistake.
This is all he does.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I gotta
erase that MySpace post now.
I watched the new Dave Chappelle special.
And?
It's just the same as the other two. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's just not
I enjoyed
old
myself.
Dave Chappelle.
No, it's not. But what are you going to do?
It's kind of, you know, it's like when you like a band and they start to change their sound a little bit.
You still got respect. Everything's cool.
You gotta just go on the journey with them.
Yeah.
You know, like Rancid. I'm not the hugest fan of the stuff they've done the past couple albums. It's all right. It's good. There's some one or two good songs, but like, it's not like the old Rancid, where I just put on an album I can listen from start to finish.
By the way,
think
do you have to go?
Yeah, I do. I already took a shower because
so, yeah,
I was waiting
leave, like, later.
For your ass forever.
Yeah.
Just
making sure.
So, yeah. So, same thing kind of with Dave Chappelle. It's like, I appreciate... He was such an inspirational comic person in our lives with Killing Them Softly, that stand-up. Probably...
It's Dave Chappelle is, this is a fact that I heard on a podcast, but they said that Dave Chappelle is the most watched Comedy Hour of all time.
Really?
Yeah. So like more than Pryor and all that stuff, just over the years and like adding up all the watch time.
Right.
Which maybe just has more modern ways of figuring out that stuff. So maybe it's a little biased, but anyways, that's what I've heard is that Dave Chappelle actually has the most watched comedy special of all time.
I mean, I'm
not surprised, but I'm also a little surprised.
But like,
a little titty bit.
Yeah, he's probably like, you know, up there in the top five best comedians.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I'm not going to regard him as number one for sure.
No,
definitely
no.
not. But
who's your number one?
Oh, Louis C.K.
Louis
C.K. Like, no question for me.
Nice.
But that just fits the modern style for me. You know, if I was born a little earlier, then it wouldn't be Louis C.K.
Right.
But born a little later, maybe I'd think John Mahoney's funny. I don't know. Is that what his name is?
No.
What's his name?
Mahoney?
Yeah, Mahoney.
Maloney?
Yeah. Who cares?
I don't know. I don't even know if that's right.
Who cares? The guy's not funny. Gave him a shot.
But really?
Yeah, he's like an SNL writer or something like that. That little, isn't like, that the clean cut guy?
Yeah, and he like and he kind of talks like this and.
I don't know.
Is that not the same guy?
I don't know, dude. Either way, he's not funny. I was surprised because he's got a good track record, but I was like, nah, I don't fucking think so, bro.
Well, I think a lot of the SNL writers or just writers for comedy shows, they don't translate well to like stand up.
Yeah, that's what I thought at least. So, what you gonna do? Hey, so I wanted to mention that if you noticed, this cast started a little differently than normal. Just a little bit. Like, very small change. Itty-bitty change. Like, you know, Vanilla Ice versus U2. You know, just a little bitty change. So, we're not going to do intros anymore. You agree?
Yeah, we're not going to do...
necessarily just cut and dry, here's my week, here it is, when I'm done, intro. And
moving on to you.
I think we're just going to move on to just starting off a fucking show with whatever we want to talk about and just moving up from there. It's still going to be the other part of it is that it's going to be bullshit and then magic. Trying to separate the two because we do have a lot of listeners that are not magic players. Not a lot, but we have a few magic players that are listeners that are not magic players. But they like the comedy portion of the podcast, just the intro portion of the podcast. So we're going to just, you know, have that same structure, I think. But a little revamp, I believe, that we're just going to have it be a little more fluid in the beginning. A little bit that everyone has a turn type thing, just pretty standard podcast stuff, but still getting on to magic later, you know, making sure we don't just go right off the gate with magic, because like I said, we're gonna upset a few listeners that way, because that's not what they're used to. But yeah. I think that just the cut and dry, you know, I know that a lot of you guys out there have to hit skip on your like phone or whatever device you're listening to the podcast on to go through So and Crow. And I know that that is a pain in the ass, like, every episode. So if we sprinkle him in,
yeah,
it's not going to be as painful. And we'll have more commentary on what he has to say and be able to mute his mic a little more. And yeah, he won't notice and all that stuff. And it'll make it a lot better.
Yeah. Were you talking about John Mulaney?
John Mulaney.
Really? You don't like?
No, not a stand-up, like, no.
I kind of liked at least the first one.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And I watched the one that came out like 3 years ago or whatever, which I consider his first one that I saw.
The one on the left right there?
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. Maybe it's one on the right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyways. Mr. Bean, though. Am I right? Fuck. Right in the middle there?
Fuck, dude.
Oof. Woo. Coming in hot.
Yeah.
That's like comedian number five for me is Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean is he's fine. Yeah. He's cool. He's got a really nice car collection, which I like. Yeah. He's like a car enthusiast.
And also, cool. It was like, you know, Chris Farley before Chris Farley, because it was all just physical comedy. There was no words. There's no talkies in the movies. And so it was just all...
What's that dude with the fucking the cigar and the big mustache and the glasses and the black Jewish hair? It's like that old slapstick fucking don't talk.
You know, they did like all their own fucking stunts and everything. Like, you watch some of those old black and white things and they're doing like dangerous shit.
You're like, you're getting hit in the fucking face. Yeah. Like really hard.
You could have just died. You could just got ran up. What the hell's going on? Jeez.
The good old days. Just yeah. Tom cruising it up.
Just doing their own stunts, you know what I mean? Keanu Reeves is quite the gunsman.
Yeah, he's a gunsmith for sure.
Yeah, he is. He's level like 42.
Yeah.
Gunsman.
He is. You know, that those videos that you see on YouTube, whatever, that him doing like the training and all that stuff, you're like, yeah, this guy knows what's up.
Yeah. Actually trained.
I'd let him defend me and fuck my wife. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
As payment.
For my protection. I messengered him through AOL, and he hasn't responded back.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, you sure you had the right username?
Well, they took down AOL Instant Messenger. It's no longer supported.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
You know that they still have millions of people that still pay for dial-up?
Jesus.
And that's because it's not getting used, but people that just have the recurring payment.
Right.
Just and dead people or like whatever.
Yes, yeah, somebody died.
They still have millions of accounts, some of which are being used, most of which are not, that are just recurring fucking payments because that's, you know, whatever it is, let's call it, you know, $19 a month. They just have that forever and people don't pay enough attention. Old people.
Yeah.
You know, they just have it there and their account just gets taken from them.
Or somebody dies and Aunt Linda takes over. Basically, and she just is paying whatever.
Pretty crazy. But I know that AOL is still, like, super thriving, and they still have a lot of employees. I think they have, like, 2,000 employees or something still.
Charlie Chaplin.
Thank you.
By the way.
It's
just randomly in my feed, in my Twitter feed.
That's weird as shit.
Charlie Chaplin popped up.
Shooting Wonder Woman?
I don't know. know what he's fucking doing, stupid. Dude. Oh my god.
AOL still exists because they own a lot of the ad revenue stuff. So like banner ads and shit like that. They're like a middleman, like a third party thing that gets, you would like contact them to get like sponsor stuff and advertising and affiliate shit and whatever else. So they still make a shit ton of money from that because that is like a big market.
Yeah.
There's a lot of YouTubers out there that have like, you know, like the guys that have the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris that are just, you don't, they're like 25 and you're like, why do you have your money? It's like, yo, because like when I was 17, I started a company that did advertising. And I'm able to, like, when I do banner ads, I, like, get people to, like, I get, I move traffic, basically. I move internet traffic, and I get them.
I get clicks.
Yeah.
I get
because I get clicks, and because I get, like, businesses to be higher up on Google search history or search browsers and stuff like that, because I do all that, I make a fucking ton of money. And there's a lot of people like that now that I don't, you know.
I hate those people.
Yeah, those people suck. But they're, like, very wealthy peoples.
Oh, yeah. And there's also Jean-Claude Van Damme punching a snake in the face.
Perfect. That's going to be my profile picture from now on.
I mean, that's how he gets all the clicks, is punching a snake in the face.
And the snake, like, passes out.
Yeah, he's like, ugh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, those snakes, are not as, they don't make them as tough as they used to be, you know what I mean?
Fuck, dude. So funny.
Fucking one punch and they turn into a belt. It's ridiculous. I think that's it for this episode of If Lance Can 127? Kill. 127?
Is that right?
127, if I do believe so with myself. We got some changes coming up. I felt since
episode... Minor stuff, but you know.
Well, I actually want to make some more changes. I'm not actually sure what they are. I've just felt for the past, like, maybe, like, 20, 15 episodes, like... I just need to spice things up. Something needs to change.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we're...
Listeners agree.
We're funny as shit all the time anyways... but something, we need to, some more cooks for this delicious sauce.
The broth, dude. Yeah.
The broth. So we're going to...
Not spoil the broth.
Not, well, we're not going to spoil it, but we are going to make it delicious.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that we need to figure out, we talked about it before, but we need to figure out a way to get new art.
Yes.
Because we can't make... t-shirts or hats or none of that stuff anymore because it is using Wizards of the Coast licensed stuff. So we need to figure out a way to get new If Lance Could Kill stuff so we can go ahead and go on like Teespring and figure out a way for you motherfuckers to, you know, not make us any profit, just literally buy some shirts, like literally not making us any money at all. No Patreon, no nothing for us. Like, we got jobs, we're cool. But even if we did do like Patreon stuff ever or any kind of like income at all, it would never go in our pockets.
Yeah.
We would figure out a way to like do like contests for like cards or something like that, or like there's got to be a way to
just
around
spend
that.
It on equipment for yeah. the cast.
Like it has, and maybe even that could just come out of our pockets anyways.
Yeah,
like,
but we're never gonna do a Patreon. It's just ridiculous.
I don't want to say never because, like I said, I think that there's benefits to it that are not just filling our pockets. Like not doing that, like getting I bet you there's something that's gonna come up that we'll think of and go like, ah, that would be nice to have this so we can give back to our fans, because right now we can't give back anything besides our words and maybe some signed cards, but there's probably other ideas that we can talk about later that we could maybe make something up. You know what I mean?
Indeed. So. I think If Lance Kill is due for a facelift.
Yes.
And we want your help because I draw horrible stick figures.
Yeah.
And I am not good with the arts.
Yeah. And all I could come up with was that the swamp
the
skull
the
with
swamp
the
beard.
That's all I can do is a swamp beard.
I still think that was pretty fucking good.
I liked myself. It, you know, but
and
that's all I
can do.
That
was like MS Paint shit right there, so I, you know, kudos to you, my good sir.
Thank you. That's all I could do, though. That's like maximum talent right there. Because I got no interest in this stuff, kind of. Like, when you have, so in the world, a lot of things are interesting. And you go, wow, that's really cool that someone could do that. You think that way about a lot of stuff. And you might say to yourself casually, oh, man, I wish I could do that. But there's so many categories of things that are available for you to learn, you can't choose them all. And right. So it's not like I wouldn't love to learn how to do graphic design, but with my time, I can't do that.
Right.
So that interest is just a sentence in my head. Like, yeah, that'd be awesome, man. I'd like to learn something like that. But that's a whole thing.
Yeah, you just had to shut the shit down.
Yeah, just shut it down. Like, I talked about hobbies that I had, you know, in previous episodes. And brewing beer was a hobby that I started to gain traction with like 7 years ago or something like that. Had to shut it down. Like, I just can't be involved in so many fucking hobbies.
Yeah.
That I just don't have time for the good stuff. I don't get good at anything. I'm so spread apart.
Right, right.
You know, and woodworking, like, I'm not that interested in that, but I am interested in metalworking. So, like, you know, welding and shit like that. But I don't have a garage fit for that. I have a garage, but it's in a complex. So you can't make a bunch of fucking noise all day long like that. So
when your neighbors are trying to cook their oodles and noodles.
If I have a house, though, then yes, I will have the garage be like a full workshop and I'll spend good money on good tools. And I already have a decent little workshop thing going on right now, but it's nothing near what it could be, you know. So, nice. Like that. So anyways, I just wanted to say, like, I would love to create our new logo and put it on shirts and all this stuff, but I don't have the talent now, and I don't want to dedicate my time,
nor resources, the inclination. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So I hope that someone out there, if you got anyone, you know anyone yourself, you want to hit us up, iflandskykill.com, click on contact, send us an email, and let us know if you got any ideas, or if you just want to work on it right now, send us some images. I just can't use anything licensed Wizard of the Coast. And I'd like it to not just be mana symbols or something, like some variation of mana. I think that we can get away from the traditional five-color, this is my podcast, my YouTube channel that everyone else has. Because ours is like that, and it's very generic. But indeed. I'd like to get away from that and just do, like, the best logo, I think, is the Hype Club logo. Hype Club, that logo is amazing.
It's really good. They put a lot of time into it.
Yeah.
For a cast that only gets put out, like, maybe once a month.
But that's crazy. Like, the quality of that, I would really love a shirt like that if I listen to them, which I really don't. But,
yeah.
Like, that is amazing. I don't expect anything near that quality, but that's kind of the category I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Is something like that that has a theme, but isn't just fucking mana symbols and doesn't just have a picture of fucking Howling Mine on it or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
So. Figure that out, and I say one of the final things is, motherfuckers, get on iTunes, bro. I don't care if you don't use it. iTunes, use you whatever other site you want to, but get on that. Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review, man, because that's like the way we get more listeners. You know, let people know. Like, you might tell a friend, which is awesome, but the more reviews we can get, then the easier it is for people to find us, and the easier it will be in the people also searched for and all that kind of stuff. I know that the algorithm spits out that shit, too. The more the reviews there are, besides just the number of subscribers and downloads, it'll be reviews as well. So,
and shout out to our newer listeners in...
what, some state or country?
Slovakia?
Or what?
I don't... Russia?
Oh, we got some people from way out there talking to us? I don't remember.
Yeah. Some guy sent out... a tweet that said, hey, you know, you guys are international. Somebody told me about the cast out here in, you know, the
Romanias.
Yeah, the Upper Peninsula. I'm desperately looking through my likes right now.
Czech Republic, bro.
Yeah, I can't. Well, I'm trying to check, and I can't find
check
it.
Check that Republic, son.
Anyways, that's it for this episode of If Lands Could Kill. We will be back, hopefully with more regularity in the future. I'm Knife City.
This is Hot Sauce.
And we'll check you guys later.
What's the outro song going to be?
I don't know. Did I already use that one?
I don't know, probably. I'm sure you have. You used all the good ones.
I know, now I'm like...